Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night. They started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m. Listen, what the hell?
It's Sunday night at...
I think my mic might be way too loud.
It's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste.
You're going to blow them.
If you don't agree with what
Hi.
We're saying, don't listen.
Hello.
Yeah, see, mine's not that loud. This is unfair. I'm being segregated and ripped off.
And
we're just being quiet. Sean's mic isn't turned down.
With what the hell?
Say something, Sean. I bet it'll be loud, not like me, all quiet and lonely. I do need my own fan club. I'm going to start Cult with a D.
Don't.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
There's lots of administrative work.
Sounds like a good idea.
Looks good on paper.
There's a reason why David Koresh set himself on fire.
Said, fuck this. It's over.
He said, fuck this. I'm eating all my popcorn and I'm going to light myself on fire.
No, you know why? Because nobody would follow me. It'd be me.
Oh, no. And no, no. Like, you get a large enough demographic. You'll get people following you. Trust me.
I'd be like, send out the message. Yeah, somebody out there.
Grape Kool-Aid?
We have free Kool-Aid. Me and all... Are we on yet? Yeah, we're on.
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, yeah, we're on.
Welcome.
So this is going out.
Welcome to the What the Hell Show, week number 90.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Oh, wow.
10 shows away.
Has this ever been a completely fucking shitty weekend for me?
Uh-oh.
A completely fuck-ass weekend. My weekend is when one giant bleeding oral hole.
Did the universe jump up and bite you in the
Sorry,
ass?
Sorry, Freudian slip. Anal hole.
Oral hole.
Nummy.
Yeah, it's been all kinds of bad. I was in the MIRC the other night, and everybody remembers...
People just executed some hostages
sorry,
there,
I was in
Sean.
The MIRC. You know why I call it the MIRC? Because that's the only program I've ever seen running it. So I thought it was actually called the MIRC. It's just an ignorant thing.
It's like calling the web Netscape.
I'd like to understand the reference. They just shot some hostages there. What is that all about?
Because a while back I started going and killing hostages in the IRC. I started going, you know, waiting for the show, Sean, you know, slash me, Sean K. kills a hostage. Right?
So now people, if the show says slash...
kills a hostage and they order pizza and then they kill a pizza guy and take him as hostage. And it's just something they do to exercise, you know, the fact that they're unhappy is that they hypothetically kill hostages in the IRC.
And some people are executing hostages about the MIRC.
It's like calling Jodath Moore, Jordath Moore.
He killed 180 hostages last week because he said Jordath Moore instead.
And he hates that shit.
Because his name's Jodath.
He fucking hates that shit.
I'm willing to bet he just executed another 100.
No, because I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
So, and people were getting like fucking insane because I'm calling it the MIRC and not the IRC. Because saying it's the MIRC is like, well, I was surfing Netscape. It's not Netscape, you fucking idiot. It's the internet. It's not.
I was on the worldwide Netscape last night.
You know, and these guys are like, Sean, how are we supposed to follow some fucking idiot who doesn't even know what an IRC chat is? You know what I mean? So, anyway, I was in the IRC using my MIRC program.
There you go.
As my client.
You got it right.
And I said, hey, I'm trying to set up my network because I got a new box at home. So my wife and I can frag together.
And, we don't want to hear about
families that.
That
frag together, stay together.
Or as I was looking for rhymes, that there was shag together, bag together, and
toe tag together.
Well, that's a good one. But, you know, so this is the plan, because Dark One and I, we don't really have a whole lot in common as people, but I love her terribly, and, well, she likes to take headshots. So for the first time, I'm going to try Rogue Spear. And we're going to get, like, all kitted way the fuck out and dedicate a whole segment to my life to blowing people up. So if anyone wants to watch this, watch what I'm going to say now. So if anyone wants to give me any pointers, they can just send them to my ICQ. Matter of fact...
Ding, 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 ding.
What's that sound? It sounds like a stampede.
161-495-90.
Wait, somebody's going to get a whole bunch of ice to get. What the?
161-495-90. That is my ICQ number. Now, what you need to know. No, it is. What happened is because I tried to install video drivers, I, the stupid fuck that I am, had a pre-release of Win2K running. The pre-release of Win2K does not like OpenGL very much. Doesn't like Voodoo 2. Voodoo 2 and Win2K pre-release don't get along at all. As a matter of fact, Win2K and 3D acceleration cards don't get along anyway. So I installed some drivers, and I couldn't even get the screen to show up. I couldn't even get through boot sequence. The screen just was not there. And I wound up having to flash my BIOS. That's how fucking bad it was. So I took it down to Geeks, which is a local shop. A buddy of mine runs. We spent the better part of the evening working on it. We wound up having to ditch all my data. So I lost all the emails and all the cult applications. And I had 3 from Singapore and 1 from fucking Johannesburg. And oh shit, a whole load of them. So everybody... So last week, who wanted to get in, and they sent off their application. Sorry! Send it again, because I fucked up. Okay? It's gone.
So it sounds more like the box fucked up.
Well, whatever fucked up, it's all fucked up, and I lost everything. So, that was part of it. And I, funny thing was, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to set up a dual boot. And that was the last anybody heard of me. It's like I fell off the fucking planet. I got my ICQ number back, and I got back on the web, which is amazing that I managed to pull myself
back on
the web.
That's pretty good.
And I did that in a matter of hours, but right now I'm running Win98, and I got it set up for fucking, you know, whatever. I'll probably install ME.
I'm peeling a banana, but I'm starting to make monkey noises. I'm reaching in my pants.
No, it's just bad. It's just bad.
Why did I choose to sit beside you again? I'll go get the truck.
So, in any case, so that's what's going on there. This weekend, though, I'm, as everyone knows, we had a server swap. Apoc's going to be taking over, doing a lot of the shit on the page. One of the things I'd like to say right off the top, if you want to post on the cult page, I want you to post on the cult page. Believe you me, I do.
Sean really wants you to post
I want
on
you
the
to
cult
post page. On the cult page, guys, because I have been dedicating, like, I'm getting burned way the fuck out here. I'm still doing this shit, and I'm still doing the What the Hell show and everything, but it's really wearing me out here. So what I need to know, if people want to help, they're always like, hey, man, I want to help. I want to do something for cult. Find a story, post it on the page. Yeah, but that's not enough. Listen, you stupid, idle fuck.
Anything's enough.
I don't want you to, like, go out and light a building on fire. All I want is decent stories on the page. That's it. That generates hits. That's content. Okay? We need that.
Yeah, the building fire was me, so I'm sorry if there was, like, a bit of confusion.
Yeah, a bit of confusion there.
Yeah, that was Dak. Yeah, don't confuse it.
So if you're looking to please Dak rather than cult, light a building on fire.
Careful. This is me saying careful.
Here we are, overprotected now. So that's what's going on there. If you would like to post on the page, email apoc@thecult.org.
He'll set you up.
And he'll set you the fuck up if you've been around for a while. We're not going to give every Tom, Dick, and Harry fucking posting rights. Those posting rights, by the way, are a two-way street. If you fuck up and you keep posting the same goddamn stories that we already posted.
Like Sean? You've done that once.
Yes, it's true. I did it once.
Although he did say, keep on posting stories you already posted. As opposed to repost something once that is forgivable. Sean, don't listen to him.
I mean,
don't let him bring you down.
You post fucking 10 stories a day. Eventually.
You'll get
I did a check. I've posted 8,000 stories in the last 4 months.
That's insane.
Well, you do 10, 12 a day, right?
8,000 stories.
And you can't keep track of them. Jeez, come on.
I mean, fuck, you know? Anyway.
Well, we have these superpowers we keep hearing about.
Well, I had this lump of kryptonite shoved up my ass. And ever since then, I feel surprisingly weak. So, this weekend, it's a bit of an anniversary for me. This weekend was September 17th today. 3 years ago today, I got out of the Army. 6 years ago today, I joined the Army. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit and give people a little bit of background.
Shouldn't we say who's here?
Oh, yeah, right. No,
Bob X is supposed to be here.
Bob X is supposed to be here.
But he might have gotten lost. I don't know where he's from. I can't remember where he's from.
I think he's from New York.
Yeah? So. And he brings 2 Australian friends. So it's okay he's late, I guess, because...
Whatever.
I gave him the address. So we're going to go around the room.
Well, you see, as a former New Yorker, I know what the problem is. You go down some of these side streets here, you see the amount of trees, you figure you've gone the wrong way and you've ended up in a park.
That's right.
No. I brought a friend from New York here, and we were driving through Brookswood. He thought we were in, like, a national park or something.
Oh, yeah. No, understand there are, people,
parkland
there are people who live in New York who've never stood on grass.
Yes.
There are people in New York who have
really?
Never... Yes, there are people... Oh, yeah, no, that's very common. In an urban city, yeah. There are people who've never seen a tree. I'm not
wow.
Kidding you.
Like a real tree, yeah.
Like a real tree.
Yeah.
They've never stood
like
on grass.
Not like those trees in the malls.
Yeah.
Like those little inch, things like the little inch-thick
saplings
on
yeah.
and they're yeah. Big enough you can sort of touch the tree.
Like, we planted this last week.
A lot of people in Europe don't like the forest.
Because it's just... Why?
Because it's scary.
Well, back in Europe, they have animals over there that eat people.
Like
you see,
what?
You know, you hear about the big bad wolf in Europe.
As opposed to what, Canada, where everything's all cuddly and friendly?
No. Just
bear much?
No. Remember, other than the grizzly bear, most animals have a tendency to leave human beings alone.
Completely. And grizzly bears, I don't think they like to eat humans either.
No.
It's just that they have
just the
done
black
it.
Bears.
It's just that
just the black
in
bears.
History,
just the black bears eat people.
In history, there have been grizzly bears who have done it. And so, you know, they're bad. You know?
But when you hear stories about the big bad wolf in Europe, believe them. The European wolf kills people for fun.
I don't
know about that.
No, okay. In 1921.
Was that not like the last sighting of a wolf in Europe?
Yes, I think it was. I think you're.
And he was driving a fucking kamikaze plane towards a schoolyard,
and he was avenging the murder of all of his brethren from since the beginning of time until then.
Now you want to talk about an animal that I feel righteous about giving a shit kicking? The kangaroo. The kangaroo is righteous in its beatings. People drive around Australia and blow away kangaroos like it's fuck all. Oh yeah, let's kill us a kangaroo. Fuck yeah. Wait, we need to go around the room still. We're off on another tangent.
Yes,
okay. Well, I was trying to stall it as long as possible, but Bob X is not here. So we're going to go around the room and do that later. Get Bob X on the camera.
Who's all in the room tonight?
We have...
The ever sexy girl on the left.
Where's that famous quote?
Hello.
No, we're going to let that quote die now. Quote is
thank
dead.
You, Sean.
Thank you
from the bottom of my heart.
No,
don't thank me.
Never...
I just don't want to be affiliated with a soundbite that says, hi, I'm 14, I'm horny, please take advantage of me.
Apparently it didn't
one.
Die.
Oh, rats.
One of these days.
Bang, zoom, straight to the moon.
I'm Hunganenki, and your crotch privileges have been revoked.
Great. And then we have... Drexel.
Very relaxed.
Very laid back, Private Drex.
Private Drexel, the amazing shapeshifter. I still think you should go back to the Gordon Freeman.
Take time, my friend.
But
hair doesn't grow
overnight.
Overnight. Well, it does. It just doesn't grow very
I'm
long.
I'm totally
overnight.
Serious, though. I want to hook you up as Gordon Freeman. I want to take shots as Gordon Freeman for Cult.
I'd like to be Gordon Freeman at least for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, do it. Fuck, that'd be amazing. You'd be Gordon Freeman.
No, I think what you should do is take pictures of yourself holding a gun, looking like Gordon Freeman, to the company that makes the freaking game.
There you go.
No, I'd like to do that.
Gordon
the
Freeman
problem is...
like contest. Oh, my God.
For me, who never doesn't... I don't really play that many video games. Who is Gordon Freeman again?
He's the guy on Half-Life.
Half-Life, okay, never mind.
And the coolest, coolest first-person shooter ever created in, what, it's 3 years old?
Is Rogue Spear a first-person shooter? Is
that
qualified,
for
or is that really, is that in all honesty, is that just like combat fucking simulator?
What's that?
Rogue Spear.
No, it's a first-person shooter, because you're first person, right? It's you. It's like your view. That makes
But it's so
person.
Goddamn technical, it may as well be a combat simulator.
It's still first person.
We have giant, my God, I can see his pores!
Oh, God, the earth! Okay.
Wow.
And then
okay.
There's Ronan Medic.
How do, everyone?
Who has been helping me immensely these last little while with the entire Cult thing. And I'll talk a little bit more about that
is
later as well.
Has he been prescribing medications and stuff?
No, he's been giving me a hand with setting shit up and just keeping the administration going and stuff. He's like one of my right-hand guys on the ground. And there's my ear.
Oh, yeah, and look at the black stubble that you can really notice.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the burned-out
popcorn eating fucking John Kennedy, the fucking head.
Have some Kool-Aid.
So, yeah, have some Kool-Aid, eat your popcorn, shut the fuck up.
JTF's here. Yeah, fuck them. Start shooting.
And it's Sumerian.
Yay! Yay! Looking very silhouette.
Very insider-ish.
Failing
very
completely to show his face. There you go.
There you
now
go.
Look at the camera, not yourself. There
looking good.
Go.
Looking very, very good.
It's just that he's so sexy, he can't keep his eyes off of me.
He is so photogenic. I threw a fucking couple of cult clothes on him. You should see him on the page. He looks like he's the hardest son of a bitch who ever lived.
And I mean, all it took was some cult clothes.
He's so sexy.
I'm the reason they're selling.
You can turn from Duke Nukem. You can turn from Pee Wee Herman to Duke Nukem in 10 easy steps. Just put on your brand new cult. You know, I call them fight jackets because I misspelled it when I originally wrote
it. It's like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
And I'm like, oh, get your new cult. I was going to be a flight jacket, but I called
it. Sim-arian.
I missed. No, we're not. No. That was not said. Okay. And I forgot to put the L in because I can't spell to save my life. And I said fight jacket. And I went, oh, that's pretty cool. We'll just leave that there. So you can get your cult fight jackets and your cult sweatshirts and your cult T-shirts and cult buttons. I should say, and that's not on the thing, that if you buy any of the cult shit, you know the buttons are $2? I'm throwing like a fistful of buttons in there. So
you're amazing. The value.
The value, my God. No, but seriously. It's
by Grandpa's hammer, what a savings.
Can you turn on that light behind you, Dak, if you can? Just it's down there, and you'll have to rotate it clockwise. And we're going to go through the IRC, as painful as it is.
There'd be light.
Is there 61 people in there? There's Mr. Echo, Prophet Soylent Zero, Cenobites, Babs, Firefly, Snorgasm, Deckers. Holy crap, a lot of Deckers this week. They never show up. Format RR, Integrity, Joe Dathmore, Kodiak, Live, Test Rider, Waifboy, DJ Intensity, Flesh Trippers, Paradox Forensic, Red 5, Gargoyle, Nightshade, Apoc Breaker 1, Josh K, Raskinolikoff, Hoongan, Levity, Soul Raper, Nomads, I don't know what 316's doing in there, Buck X, Synapse, Infaloop, Judas, Kexler, Punk of Evil, Rabid Wombat, Reptile, Terrell, Poison Cheeto, Projectile Vomit Man is joining us remotely.
Yay!
He can't be here because he doesn't
want
to spread the virus.
Sick.
He didn't want to live up to his name.
He blew his eye a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Prophets, Nixter, Battlewax, okay. Broken Music, Smokehouse, Snail Fart, Spidey, Starbaby, Tenshi from the UK. He's got a little UK at the end. UXB, yeah. Zerster, what time is it in the UK? Probably really
I don't know, Tenshi, what time is it in the UK?
Really early in the morning. UXB, Zerstor, Templar Knight, Hunter Orion, Jade, You Girl, Moldy Jello, Ominous Animus, Plastic, Pseudo, PV.
Your boyfriend was mentioned and you didn't spark up.
You didn't say hi. Red 5. Another Red 5. Romeo Jr., Soul Trance, Tacken, Van Dan the Virus. Okay.
Okay, Plastic, I know I got an application from you. Plastic is in. I just haven't got his application anymore. I didn't process it because everything's gone.
It's all
fucked up. I wish I had a bottle of Jack Daniels here so I could get all fucked up with everyone.
For the 15 minutes...
Hard drive go bye-bye.
Yeah, hard drive went flush.
For the first 15 minutes that everyone missed in the beginning of this show, you can get it in the archive in a couple days because it all got fucked up.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we didn't say anything.
Sean Key is...
Really?
What, so they didn't hear anything I just said about my history or none of that? What is the first thing they heard?
Just before we started going on the camera.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. All right, well, that's all right.
But they missed the funniest part of the whole show.
Oh, no.
It was amazing. Like, you can't top it. Great radio.
That's okay. I'll go over it again real quick here. Let me just sum up. My weekend's been total shit. I lost my hard drive. I lost everything. It's all fucking gone. If you send in an application to me, it's gone. It's fucking gone. Where are you going? Nowhere. Okay, it's history. So what you need to do is resend it in. I know... It's a pain in the ass, but for fuck's sakes, just do it, will ya? Resend the fucking thing. If you can't get another automatic response, don't worry about it. I'll fucking dump the automated response thing, yada, 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 yada.
Soltrance says, sure, blame it on the hard drive, Sean.
Yeah, it's my fault. Yeah, you know, fuck you,
You made it fail.
Yeah, I am a failure.
right here. Well, Mr. Failure here.
You failed.
Are you fishing?
You're
are you fishing
all
my for support?
Again.
What?
You're Yo. Clean. You can start a little
Are you
again.
Fishing for some support?
I am, though. I'm
yeah,
fishing
I don't
for
know if
support.
You're going to get
you,
it.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
We've all had our heart drive.
You are a failure. You suck.
Thanks, Dad.
Get the fuck out of here.
Thanks, Dad.
I move that we strike the greetings to all the people in the IRC, because the natural progression of this thing is when we have 1,000 people in the IRC. Well, it's the start of our show. That's everybody in the IRC. Time to go.
Thanks,
everybody in the IRC.
What we need.
That's our show. It
takes an hour and a half to go through the names. Yep.
What we need is something reverse of Dragon Naturally Speaking and set it loose on the IRC list.
We need Willow Talk. We have to set Willow Talk permanently in the background.
And here's Stephen Hawking's going through the IRC.
Thank
Today
you.
We have Snorgasm. We have Dorel. And we have
Nomad. Nomad. I am perfect. Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Perfect.
That's fucking perfect.
I like to call it a hawking hole.
Well, like,
I know I made this. I know
we'll have to limit the number of people that actually get on the IRC. Because you can
Why?
Do that. Say
Why?
100 people. Because actually when you get 200 people in the IRC, it goes scrolls by. Nobody can read anything. It's really bad.
Oh, then you'll, have, people, then you'll have people camping out
in, on channels.
Friday.
That's fine.
Multiple channels.
They can stand there
Even
all
multiple
week.
Multiple rooms.
Yeah, multiple channels.
That's
you can, like,
right.
have like a cult room and have a...
People who hate what the hell. People who like what the hell.
Cult chat rooms 1 through 9.
There you go.
Speaking of people who hate what the hell and hate the chat room, let's talk about Nomad 360.
Oh, really? Okay.
You want to do that or
what? Oh, sure. That's fine.
Okay, Nomad 316 was getting all fucking bent out of shape because he was talking about the music he was listening to.
Wasn't talking about it. He's got this plug-in in Winamp that displays what you're listening to.
Yeah, so what?
He fast-forwards through songs sometimes.
Right.
And all of a sudden you've got a big list of his MP3s on the screen. And it annoys everyone.
So why
Just about everyone.
So?
And people don't like it. And they say, stop it, Nomad 316. Nomad 316 says, fuck you, I can do what I want.
Right.
And, well, I run the channel.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay.
How his ass goes.
Okay, well, don't you think that kind of infringes on the freedom of speech and, you know, the whole purpose and everything, or what?
It's annoying. It's not something you want to get
on
out
basis,
on the internet.
On that basis, then all those times that you booted zombie out of
zombie
the
for being
chat
an idiot.
For various crimes.
It's good to see that
zombie crimes.
For crimes against humanity.
It's good to see that the therapy
for
is helping for
someone
on the left.
For eating someone's intestines, you're booted.
You couldn't remember zombie's name, really?
I blocked it out. I'm sorry.
Oh, so it's trauma.
I hear this name.
She took what she wanted from him. She got names. That's good enough. She doesn't have to remember anything. She got all she needed of that man. She can just toss him and forget about him. Just like all the other women.
Wow, you sound very bitter.
Drexel all said
Would you
issues.
Like to talk about it?
Not with you, heartbreaker.
Wow.
Soul wrecker.
But it comes down to, I don't like it. It's out of the channel.
All right. So what? Hang on. Hold it. Fucking what? One meeting, people. One meeting. One meeting, people. What the fuck? Okay, so what? Is Nomad 316, that's it? We're going to banish him forever?
No, he can come on after.
You
he's actually in the IRC right now,
so
somehow.
What? He doesn't have a mark on his forehead? He doesn't have to live in Nod forever?
Is he,
wander the earth?
What? You said, I
eat
said,
only
stop.
Ashes, drink only blood, that kind
of
shit?
What? He's doing it out of spite now.
Okay.
He's just doing it to annoy people. He's like, I can come in and just do it, because I should be able to do whatever I want on the channel.
I talked to him about it, because he talked to me.
Yeah.
And he said, John, those assholes, they banned me. And I said, well, it's their fucking channel. They can really do what they want. Oh,
this
fuck.
Might be Bob X. Oh, it's two rings. Should we let it on? It's Nomad 360, for sure.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Nomad 316.
Hey, Nomad. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Okay.
So, I just wanted to straighten out some information here because, Tim, I wasn't flooding it.
No, you weren't flooding it.
I mean,
no.
I wasn't.
No, you weren't flooding it.
No bickering.
So I don't know why you're saying that I did that.
No, you weren't flooding it. You were putting excessive amounts.
How?
At times.
Once every 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I was jerking off in my own feces. Okay, let's talk about solutions. Are you going to do that anymore?
Well, no, but I don't appreciate how he's saying that I'm doing things that I'm not doing.
Oh, no. And we're all defending that. As a matter of fact, I personally,
I think that you should be able to do that, personally. I think that you should. However, because of the size, and it is a good point, it's just like we were saying about the 200 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Eventually it'll scroll, it'll turn into too much of a hassle, it'll be a big pain in the fucking ass.
Well, that's understandable, but I was...
No, and you don't want to be labeled. You don't want to sit there and think, well, I'm some big fucking dink. No, that's totally understandable.
Okay.
But you're one person, and if it gets away, it gets out of hand, everyone starts to put this in their Winamp, and everyone's like, oh, look, and listen to what I'm saying, and there's 60 people listening to things in the channel, and they're like, oh, you can't see the chat for all the MP3s.
However, he does have a good point.
My point, so it's just not many people are doing it, so I decided, why, what the hell not, I'll just...
You know what, and it's a good idea. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. No, it is a good idea.
My opinion.
It's just not a good idea on that channel. That's all.
Oh, yeah. It's. I love that. If you wanted to hear somebody's downstairs, it's probably Bob X. 1 second.
All right.
Versus not all right.
Hi, you're at the Door Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, come in. It's Bob X, man. Sorry, we're very late.
Oh, that's okay. Come on in. We're 2:03.
Okay, man.
This should be crazy.
Are you back?
Yep.
Okay.
This is my opinion. This is an option. You don't have to do this.
All right.
Okay. Then don't. So what if you want to do it? It's pissing people off. It's not going to kill you not to do it, right?
Well, no, but the way I have my script set up is that I just use the list and I just double-click the MP3 I want to listen to and it throws in the channel and it plays in Winamp.
Oh, and it's a very cool idea. It's a very cool idea.
I actually used to do it for the station.
All right.
So people could see what song I was playing.
Okay.
But I've been running it for almost 2 years now, and people used to do that, and it got out of hand in the channel. So I had
to put the
So there's pretty much zero tolerance on it now. It's one person? Okay, fine, but then everyone wants to do it.
All right, well, I didn't know that. So.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think what you just said to is that you just objected to the way it was handled. You know what? Maybe it was handled a little bit severely,
but you don't know the history, and you know.
It's all cool. We're sorry you're sorry. On with the show.
Hugs, kisses all around, you know.
All right, so say what the hell, brother.
What the hell?
All right, Nomad 316 is cool, and he's unbanned, so unban him, please.
I could, like, shoot Sim.
Yeah.
And I could shoot Nomad 316.
And there'd be no more
there'd
problems.
There'd be no more problems.
No, there'd be problems. I'd have problems with that.
Why?
Because me and Nomad, we're like this, okay?
That's right.
You can't shoot my man,
there's
Nomad.
There's retaliations you're not thinking of.
I'd just like to go on.
And I kind of like Sim, too, so.
You the boss.
You the boss? You got the gun.
Who's in charge here?
You are.
My God.
Please just put your shirt back on.
Okay, so it looks like Bob X is at the door, so we're going to get him to come in here, and we're going to go on the camera and get all funky.
Okay, well, we got four people here.
Four?
Yeah.
Four?
You said three!
That's one more person than probably... You're lucky there's a low population this week. Some people...
are sick.
Make some room, dress down.
Dress down.
Alrighty then.
So as you come in the room, grab a mic and actually just everyone take a seat and then we'll go around and
please take a seat.
Hey, come on in. Grab a seat while you can.
Everyone. Leave some room for the lady.
Sorry for not bringing beer or anything.
Oh, right.
That's fine.
We actually do this sober, despite what it sounds like on the usual.
It doesn't sound sober when you hear it on the internet, but
that's all cool. So let's take a camera, zoom in.
Somebody can hand him a mic and let's see who the hell these people are.
Okay. Who wants to talk? Who doesn't want to talk? It's very funny, actually. I ran into her doctor here in an Army surplus store, and he was buying some soft cell. He bought a Sterog, actually, if I remember correctly. It was a paint. It was a paint BB gun.
Oh, yeah, you guys, Rogue.
A Sterog. Sorry,
Sterog. Yeah.
And we were just talking. It's very funny that you didn't know who I was, and it was just we were just mentioning it back and forth. But anyway, it's all good.
Go around the room.
So who's
going
around?
Sorry, you are. Yes, you. You're on the camera. Yes. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Too late. Make up a name.
Make up a name. Quick.
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Right. Hey, Tracy.
Not her real name. Then we have...
You can just call me Tin.
Tin? Way to go, Tin. How you doing? And Food Lady.
Food Lady?
How the fuck did you come up with Food Lady? Long story. Back in a hue. Okay, and then we've got...
We got to get a good shot.
There's Food Lady.
There we go.
And then we have over to Bob X.
Our man, Bob X, who supplies a stream to us for the longest time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Very,
very, so which is
very
the guy
much.
From New York?
What the hell?
No one's from New York.
No one's from New York.
No, I did, but I'm
where
wrong.
Is everyone from? Yeah, let's go. Where do you live? Where do you reside?
Take a very wild guess.
Australia. I know some of you.
Escape
like all of
Olympics.
You? All of you?
Yeah. So are you guys are all from Australia?
Okay.
No, I don't fucking know where you're
from. We don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, well, my story is kind of strange, but I'm Argentinian.
Really?
Really?
Holy shit.
You look it.
What does an Argentinian look like?
I don't even know. I guess that's an Argentinian.
This is
for a future reference.
Example of an Argentinian.
That's an Argentinian. Okay.
Are we allowed to slur racially on this radio station?
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Not racially. No,
all
right. No racial and slurs. You can swear your ass off.
You know,
tits, bitch, cunt, whatever. That's fine. No racial slurs.
Well, they called me spick. So.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Sorry.
If it's against each other.
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine.
As long as it's an individual racial slur.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a filthy Irish drunken Mick. That's fine.
Limey bastard.
Yeah, exactly. You know, general sort of, you know, you're allowed to say slurs against white people.
That's socially acceptable right now.
Any white race, you know, those filthy British fuckers, all those guys, you know. It's a speak free thing.
So how did you all end up in this studio? What are you doing in Vancouver? You didn't come here for the show.
Oh, no.
Don't tell us that.
No, they did. They did. It was a pilgrimage. They sold everything they could have. After this, to come here. After this, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. After this show.
Kool-Aid's faster.
We were in that boat, you know, that pleasure boat that sank.
You made it. All right.
Three-hour tour.
Three-hour tour.
Right on. So seriously, what are you guys just up here fucking around, or what's the score?
Yeah, that's
running pot. You're buying pot and say going back to Australia.
Yeah, load up with good
value. Fuck, I don't know.
We can hook you up.
Fuck! What are you doing?
We have a business doing internet statistics.
Oh yeah,
statistics.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we're basically here because Food Lady said let's stay here for the ski season.
Hey.
We've been to Whistler. It's pretty good. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's summer right now, though.
Yeah, we're just
fucking details, okay? It's just a fucking detail. You just be quiet, okay? Jesus, the guy wants to ski. Let him ski.
Summer in Australia, acclimatized, man.
Summer in Australia must be summer. It must be winter here.
So how long have you guys been listening to radio? I just want to. I think it's very. First off, before we go into, I think it's monster fucking cool. You guys are here. I really do.
Yeah.
I poke a funny chin shit. Don't take it.
I'm sure they've heard the show.
Amazingly fucking cool. You guys are here. And I'm sure we are the largest fucking letdown that you could have had.
Oh, my
like,
God.
You have this vision of these guys, you know, and you show up and they're like,
this
these,
is
you know,
it?
Mildly overweight, pathetic fucks. And you're like, oh,
God.
Jesus. Yeah. Except for Hoongan Enki, who lives on a mountain bike. But other than that.
Gee, Sean, thanks. You said I was mildly overweight.
Okay.
Grossly exaggerated.
So yeah.
We help balance.
I wanted
out.
To see that sword, man. That sword.
Oh,
that.
We usually have it mounted on the wall.
That photo.
That pentagram looking thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was my previous Psycho cult thing. I started.
Yeah,
didn't go over so well.
Yeah, they
went
to join the comments.
Yeah, it just went bad. Lots of Nike sales didn't do too good. So I jump out of that body, come into this one. You know,
painted your hair.
There you go.
Yeah. New identity, new cult.
It's all good. So how long have you guys been listening to Rant?
To Rant Radio, me for about I'd say 6 months.
Okay, why? No, I'm serious. Why from folks from Australia?
Oh, one night I discovered Shoutcast.
Yep.
Right.
I was looking for, you know, I had a nice. The same night they brought cable to my home. I could finally listen to it.
Oh, kick ass.
Yeah, AU is like 3 years behind. So,
okay.
Yeah, so
AU. Is this Australia? Yeah. Okay,
everybody there is in like 28.8 modems and crap.
Oh.
Slowly.
And not to mention
cable.
The fact that your fucking governmental laws on what you can and cannot look at on the internet are completely uber fucked.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah,
like
censorship.
You
know, fucked, yeah.
It would take
the
like 5 years to reach where you are from fucked. That's how brutal it is.
Exactly.
Okay. It's I've read about that shit that goes on down there. And you know what? I've always thought this. Because, you know, people in Australia, right?
I'll explain you why.
And what's that?
I'll give you the reason.
Why?
Okay.
Take this for an example. They do not use daylight savings time in Queensland because the cattle would get confused.
What?
No.
You know what? I have this really bizarre image in my mind that you're telling me the truth right now.
Wait. Hey, that wasn't like a joke.
No.
It was just a stupid joke.
Okay.
It's in the law book.
Bear in mind, this is
observation of
the. So, like what? What? Like the cows are a voting block there or what?
Kind of like Flint's powder. What the fuck?
They're all fucking
30.
They're all
fucking
get
mad until 8:30.
I'm like, man, confused.
We're going on strike.
We got this stress leave here.
You know,
equal rights. What I don't get, I've
got
always
a
had
good union.
I've had this thing going with Australia. I'm feeling a lot better now. I felt like shit when the show started, but I'm feeling a lot better now. I had this thing with Australia because I've always thought that Australia and Canada had a lot in common.
Yeah.
Both being previously fucked by the English.
Well, no. Well, so what? The rest of the world and Canada has a lot in common there. India, Japan. Who hasn't been fucked by the English? Okay, give me a break. Ireland, fucking Scotland, the UK. I mean, the list goes on. But I've always thought they had a lot in common because people have conceptions of what people from Australia are like. You all wear fucking vests, you carry big knives, you kill alligators. That's your fucking world. Okay? And people all across the United States have this conception of Canadians. We live in igloos, we kill polar bears. We're these savage Nordics leaving French accented motherfuckers.
Some of us do, you pussy.
What's that?
Some of us do, you pussy.
Well, yeah, that's true. As we had the dog sled and we were going down there the other day, that was fucking blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
what's
blah.
All it's, what it's all about, eh?
It's all about.
Shut up.
It's all about.
Don't no, propagate the lie.
I've always thought that Australia and Canada had so much in common because in Australia, they've got so many animals that can kill you. As a matter of fact, I think there's more shit that can kill you per capita in Australia
anywhere else in the
than
world.
In anywhere else in the world. And in Canada, our weather kills you. You know, it's like the prairies in Canada. Summer, plus 50. Winter, minus 90. This is God's way of saying, I don't want you to fucking live here. Like, the sun, the prairies.
Yeah.
Natural selection. You know, get the fuck off. Get off the prairies. Okay, I don't
I'm
get
trying
this.
To kill you.
And you've got these animals called kangaroos, which hop around and kick the living shit out of people. As I understand it, there's been like events where that's what I was just we were yeah. just talking about kangaroos.
Not only that, you cannot drive in that country.
You cannot drive. Yeah.
Try driving across country in Australia. I will personally give you
like a medal.
A medal.
Is it too hot?
4 kicks in the ass. 3 pins in your eye. $1,000. You know, I'll give you everything.
Why? Because like, why can't you drive across Australia? Yeah, let's clear up some misconceptions,
let me
about Australia.
As a native Australian,
okay. There you go.
It's much. I mean, they're not really as dangerous. They don't really attack people. They only really go after people. There aren't any cars around.
They fucking hate cars, huh?
Kangaroos hate cars. Are you serious or are you fucking with me here?
Yeah, they've got the thing with the headlights, and they like to make friends, give it a bit of a hump, jump up.
You know, oh, man.
Really? So you'll be, like, driving your car, and these kangaroos are all carjacking you and shit? They'll be like, hey, fuck nuts, get out of the car.
Like, follow the light.
They're like, that'd be wicked. We should all get, like, some fucking really serious sport bike and haul ass through Australia.
Watch them chase you.
And we'll wait for the Olympics closing ceremony. We'll drive, and they'll all follow us. And we'll drive right through the stadium, and all these kangaroos will show up. They'll be like,
how do you know that isn't the closing ceremony?
That's the event.
A very good point. In the Guinness Book of World Records, it is a true story. They have the Guinness Book of Animal World Records. If you look it up, under kangaroos.
Yeah.
They have this story about this kangaroo named fucking, it was like Bobo or fucking Boba Fett or some shit. But it was in Japan. And it was a boxing kangaroo in Japan. Because, you know, Japanese, they have absolutely no animal rights there at all. It's like, oh, look, a baby seal. We will use it to beat a whale to death. You know? And that's what they do because it's all fucking cool there. And these salarymen go and they get all fucking looked
today's
up.
Today's secret ingredient, baby whales.
Yeah. Iron Chef fucking Japan. So you sit there and what happens is you have, where was I going with this? Oh, yes, this fucking kangaroo is in Japan. And what that happens is they take this kangaroo. They get the salaryman all fucking liquored up, and then they scrap with the kangaroo. This is what they do for kicks. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of Conan-ish, if you think about it. You know, you just kind of slash cut to the Conan movie. You've got, like, Conan sitting, you know, walking in circles, and then he's dropped into this pit, much like this kangaroo. Like, the parallels are brutal. And you have these Japanese salarymen jump into this thing with the kangaroo, and he smashes their fucking head. Now, this goes on for, like, 3 fucking years. Okay, it happens. Then, woe betide, this kangaroo gets loose in Japan and fucks off. No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay? He fucks off at the high port. He causes, like, something like over $200,000 in damage in car pileups because cars are like, oh, and of course the Japanese chase it because, you know, that's what they do. you know, da-da-da-da-da, right? And this character is, you know, 45 fucking feet astride. Doing, doing, doing. I mean, imagine that. The Blade Runner sound effect of that. Japan, at night, lights everywhere, neon. This kangaroo landing on roofs of cars, caving them in. People screaming, you know, punching people as he goes by. It's amazing. The visual is fantastic.
Make him about, like, 400 feet tall and breathing fire. I'll rent it.
Light him up. I'll rent it. Make sure he's lubed with something that can't hurt him and have him on fire. He'll be the burning kangaroo destroying Japan. It'd be fabulous.
They really do box, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not made up.
Oh, yeah. And imagine that. That's an album cover. This fucking kangaroo spitting blood into some fucking guy's face. Anyway, he winds up going down an alleyway, and of course, there's all these people chasing him. Alleyway comes to an end. Kangaroo stops. People are like, ah, we've got him now. Wait. This is a pit-fighting kangaroo, you stupid shit. It's a big red. They're like 9 feet fucking tall or something like that. He turns around. And fucking, you know, he's hungry half an hour later, you know what I'm saying? Okay? He starts kicking ass all over the place. He fucking injured like something like 35 people. Oh. It took the SWAT team. They didn't shoot him. They wound up putting him in a fucking paddy wagon. And by the time they got him back to where he had to go, the paddy wagon was a write-off.
Totally destroyed
his side. Completely fucking destroyed the paddy wagon. I'm like, damn, man. I wish I'd have been in Japan. I would have pulled up in my little fucking Miyago or whatever. Get in! He'd be like,
let's go!
Hucking all down. Big fucking tail coming out through. Fuck yeah, baby! You know, just give that fucking kangaroo a gun. Here, I picked this up down today. It's how to stare out. Woo! You know, rock on, you know, and you just fucking do the damage. That's what I do. Fucking right.
I reckon that's what you deserve for letting Mazda make your panel wagons.
There you go. So, what's the skinny on the Olympics in Australia? I'm sure you guys probably get this shit all the time. All the time. But what's the skinny going on with that? How does Australians feel about this shit?
I'm not Australian, but I got the fuck out.
Good time to have a vacation.
As an Australian, how do you feel about it?
I have no feelings about the Olympics at all. It's that thing that annoys me.
It annoys me, too. I mean, they've commercialized the fuck out of it. It's about the achievement of corporate. We should play that rant, actually.
Sure.
Do it again. But anyway, please.
Well, I've watched it in Canada and America because they've got the delayed telecast in the U.S. So
of course.
18 hours behind here. And it's a totally different presentation. For one, in America, there's ads every 5 minutes. Canada's, like, pretty good. Like, the opening ceremony only had, like, 3 ads in it all the way through.
Okay, cool.
But it does annoy me, though, the Canadians. Every time they speak, they can't say 30 seconds of Olympic crap without mentioning Canada again. It's always got to come back to Canada.
I think you haven't seen the Americans. You have not seen the NBC podcast.
Oh my God.
The Americans will sit there. They'll go, this is our athlete. He's going to win. He's the most powerful person. Blah, blah, blah.
Propaganda much?
He gets seventh. And they're like, oh, he let America down. He's so weak. This guy sucks. And they crucify their own athletes at the end.
You know, there's also the element of coverage of saying, all right, so all the American competitors have finished their routine in gymnastics. Oh, we've got some Romanians going on now, so we'll cut to commercials and come back when there's another American.
Yeah.
You know, when there's other athletes, if there's athletes from other countries, what they do is some kind of flag waving in background, soft focus profile of some obscure athlete, you know.
But Earl Simpson would say, it's all a crock of shit.
That's right. It is.
Absolutely.
It's a huge crock of shit. And it's fucking just makes me insane, the amount of shit that's going on. And people make that misconception. They go, the Americans. Americans are good fucking people. Okay, there's people, just like any other people anywhere. There's some fucking screaming shitheads, and then there's some decent fucking guys.
So it's 270 million of them. There's going to be more
than a higher percentage of screaming fucking shitheads. And usually most screaming fucking
not
shitheads, because they are that way, get money, and then they travel, and it gives everybody a bad name. But there's a lot of people in the States who are good fucking people. But what I hate is this, like, the Patriot. Hello? Hello? How about you, 571? Hey, let's make a movie about how America stole the Enigma code and...
But I thought that was English.
Wasn't that the British?
Yeah. Isn't that Mel Gibson starring? Isn't he Australian? Like, I'm a little bit confused about that. Or was he Scottish? I can't remember. That's that other movie.
And then they called it The Patriot, and it was Braveheart 2. Braveheart the Time Traveler. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
This is Hollywood calling. Listen, I need Gibson on the line, yeah. Listen, I really like that that Braveheart film. How about making one for America?
Right on. You know, and that's about it. I mean, Australia to me, when I think of Australia, I mean, I can't bring myself to think of the Crocodile Dundee shit anymore.
We watched that today. That with the Olympics on, of course, they're bringing out all the Australian TV shows. We actually watched Crocodile Dundee today.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen it before?
I've seen it a little bit, so it's pretty unbearable.
I imagine it must be.
Yeah.
I imagine it must be, because it's
Sean,
like,
you've seen some films where
everybody in the Mounties, like that Mountie shit.
Like, oh, yes, my God.
That makes me fucking insane.
Well, what about
the Mountie movie? Like, any of the Mountie TV shows. Any of them.
Yeah, you're talking about Due South.
Hi there! Due South. Oh, my God!
Due South is... Due South is...
Now, most Canadians watch that think it's funny because it's so over the top. Americans, unfortunately, think it's real.
What you want to do before you leave here, before you guys leave the country, you guys got to watch Canadian Bacon. Canadian Bacon. It's a movie made by Canadian actors, and they totally poke fun at the American Canadian thing.
It's very. They have a lot of the American actors playing Canadians,
and Canadian actors playing Americans.
It's pretty funny.
It's very, very funny, and they make a lot of cliches about it. The whole movie's about America has no one to fight anymore, so they say that Canada's invading them, and they make Canadians out to be this big threat. Mayonnaise on everything, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And so like, we hear them at night up there sharpening their skates. You know? And it's fucking amazing.
I must admit, when I got here, I got a big warning about all the RCMP speed traps. I mean, I heard they're every street corner.
Oh, no, you don't have to worry about that. You have to worry about the radar. When they don't stop, you just click.
Yeah, just go fuck around. Well, I'm thinking to myself, and they're going, well, we've got to watch out for the RCMP up the mountain. So they had this radar, and I'm like, what the fuck? Did they shove it to the side of their horse? What?
And then they pull you over and say, excuse me, would you mind paying this fine? No. Oh, I'm very sorry.
Crap on your car now.
They have really fast horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they get all fucking out of line.
You play that Olympics.
You see they have kangaroos they ride on, right? White Cyrus.
But bear in mind, like, if I was driving down the road and I saw, like, a team of, like, 30 RCMP with, like, those lances and shit chasing my car,
I'd stop.
I'd be all, like, lying down and shit. I'd be like, it's all good. It's all good, okay? I was just going near the fort. It's all right. Everybody just relax.
Coming back to movies just for a little bit, right?
Sure,
now,
sure.
I'm actually going to open a site.
Oh,
okay.
Shameless plug warning. Vote, right?
It's
voteyourmovie.com.
Yeah.
I know already. It's like we're in the middle of actually making it happen.
Sure, cool. Sure.
Right now. And I'm sick and tired, man. I mean, take the movie. What was that thing? The Perfect Storm, right?
Right.
Okay. I mean, the previous looked like, you know,
it was like the most action-packed
fucking thing I've ever
White Squall
seen in my
all
life,
over the
right?
place, yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Right.
Right. I go to the movie, it's this fucking gruel, man. This drama shit against about some poor people having some poor ass fucking lives, fishing their fucking asses off for fucking pennies and dying and shit. Right? All over the fucking place. I said, fuck this. It's over. Hollywood, get a fucking load of this. Vote all your movies out, man. People are gonna see outside, and they're going to go there, and they're going to fucking see how much we're voting for the crappy shit they produce, right?
No,
they're not going to go and watch it.
All right, let me change the side. So you're going to have these people
fuck
voting,
previous.
Right? Okay? These people are going to vote for these movies, right? I assume Americans, because Americans get all the cool movies first. America, you're shit. Anyway, so the people that are going to be voting for these movies, are these the ones that Al Gore wants to vote for them, or are these the ones that George Bush wants to vote for them?
I tell you one thing. Whoever can actually be on the internet and click a mouse button is a little bit more intelligent than that.
There you go.
There is a website that does that.
About 10 years ago. The Internet Movie Database.
Yeah.
However, the Internet Movie Database, you go there and, for example, try to find the 10 worst flops of all time on the Internet Movie Database. Try to find it. You won't. You have to ask for specific films, and then they give you their rating. And that's how it works. Now, there are films that you can't really, like, vote for. For example, Boondock Saints. The Boondock Saints is a holy film. Holy.
Yep.
Okay, it cures the sick. People can walk. Okay, blind can see. Amazing
Death
film.
By toilet. Nothing more to say.
Yeah, it's an amazing film. However, because there was a problem with the producers and the director, when the producer said, we want you to have these two shitty actors in there, and the director said, go fuck a pike. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use my guys. And he turned out an amazing film.
Yeah.
You got to see it. It's amazing. And it totally got panned. It was like in two theaters, straight to video. It got discovered by
and
a friend
it's a
of
really
ours,
good movie.
Told us about it, and we watched it. It's fucking
almost
incredible.
Every one of us now owns a copy of it.
Yeah, it's an incredible film. But these, and you have like things like these independent movies and shit like that. Like a movie that's an independent film or a small film has to be fucking phenomenal. It has to be like Pi, right? Which was an amazing film. And a lot of people probably still haven't even seen it. It's all about this mathematician who's fucking figures out the pattern for everything. He can predict the stock market. It's an amazing film. But there's a definite, the media that is there, we have to have more sites like this idea, like this voteformovie.com. Is that correct? Voteyourmovie.com.
That brings up unknown movies.
Absolutely.
Just
you gotta
non-promoted
bring up,
movies.
Yeah, you got to bring up those kind of things to promote the media and make the media work for you rather than against you. Exactly. Which
well,
is
like I said,
about.
Oh yeah, whatever. But I mean, people will know about it. When you get it going, drop me an email. I'll throw it up on the cult site.
About 10 years ago, there was a TV show on Fox called The Critic. It was animated. There was one bit in which the character went off, and he said, "If the movie shit," or didn't actually say that because it's network television. If the movie's bad, just don't see it. They cut to a scene where everybody in Hollywood was basically going, well, the jig's up, and then jumping out of windows. That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. I mean, if you actually sit there, and if it's a piece of shit, you don't go see it. They won't make movies like this anymore, people.
Go ask for your money back.
It's like Battlefield Earth. Hello? Hello?
Miserable film.
Can I have someone who doesn't have a hard-on for dirt make a movie, please? Can I have this thing shot not outside of a paint can?
No, wait a
the
second.
The worst movie ever.
Oh,
ever.
No, wait a second.
That was worse than the midget porn movie. Under
the Rainbow. That was a nasty film.
There's some redeeming qualities in Under the Rainbow.
There was.
Now, I've never seen a midget porn chick give a fucking guy a blowjob in an ambulance. First one.
No need to kneel.
However, you know, when you have these kind of films, it goes completely. It's like, oh god, my eyes. Oh god, tear my head out. Versus fucking Battlefield Earth, where you have to leave the theater and go see your chiropractor because your neck has a kink in it from tilting your head to the side.
Okay, now when I went to see Battlefield Earth, I thought, oh, this movie's gonna really suck. Okay, and you know when you think a movie's gonna suck, you've got low expectations. I walked in. The very first thing I saw, my expectations already were starting to go lower. A saga of the year 3000 in green print on the screen? Oh, no!
Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's a funny little bit in the beginning of the movie, right?
I have leverage. You have leverage. Fuck you, asshole. I got $750 in my wallet. That's my fucking leverage, okay?
I didn't pay for it.
Is that a deal bag you're holding up?
We got free tickets to see the movie, and I felt ripped off. I felt ripped off. I will never get those 2 hours back.
I just want my time back. Keep the money.
Keep the money. Give me my two hours back. And Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard.
You know, that was the only thing in this whole thing that made me do a little dance. As soon as I saw what the critics were doing, and I'm thinking,
oh, because everybody hates Scientologists. Germany, they're banned. You can't be a Scientologist.
You know, I don't normally agree with like, you know, suppression of any religion. But considering you're a Scientologist, okay, I'll let it go this time.
they're not a religion. It's a sci-fi book writer.
I know. I told you about this. I was the one who brought it to your attention.
Isaac Asimov, man. I'm right.
And that's how it started.
Yes.
And the thing that blows my mind.
I'll give Asimov the gun.
I went down. I took their fucking questionnaire. 400 questions or some shit.
Tell them what they said about you.
I need to develop a larger sense of humor and be more outspoken. I shit you not. And I'm like, motherfucker, if I was more outspoken, I'd be in fucking jail, man.
Yeah, no shit.
What do you mean fucking more outspoken? I need a better sense of humor. Shit.
Whoa, really?
And for $5,000, I can take a course that will help me be a better person.
Whoa.
You know? This is why...
I just want to know one thing. How did a shovel not appear in your hand mystically?
Well, you sit there and you just want to... I mean, I think it'd be pig ignorant. Now, to be honest, it's pig ignorant for me to fucking walk into some church, albeit any church you like, but I walked into their home now.
Yeah.
And I, like, look at their shit, and I go, okay, you guys all suck ass. Okay, and leave. And that's allowed. But it'd be pig ignorant for me to walk in there and go and get all fucking mad in their face about it. They didn't come to my home. Okay, so I'm not, out of respect, you don't go to their fucking home and start lighting shit on fire.
But they need to rework their little questionnaire, though.
Now, if it was a NAMBLA building, that's a whole other issue.
Mm-hmm.
The North American Man-Boy Love Association, please.
Boy Love
Association. NAMBLA.
No, we're not making this up.
There is an organization called NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Wait, you got to hear their motto. Guess what their motto is, folks? That's right. A boy should be allowed to make love to whoever he wants.
Bingo. They believe that any man...
That's Jackson's fucking motto.
sorry. There's a thing here. This poor guy here, he's fucking getting crucified. No, but in all honesty, this organization believes that underage, minor children who are male should be able to have sex with an adult male, provided it's done in a caring and affectionate manner.
I'm sorry. How kind, caring, and affectionate can it get?
Rip, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
I vote for disarmament.
More lube next time.
Right? Disarmament for me means grab all those people, slap them in a little box, right? Put them in a little rocket. There's the sun. The sun has a beautiful power of attraction and attracts everything goes into it. They'll fucking burn in hell.
I'm with the Argentinian here. I say we kill them.
No, sorry. Absolutely, man. Out of this planet, brother. Out. Gone, dude. Gone.
You're
no,
a bandit.
Send them to populate Mars. Why not?
You keep those freaks off my planet.
You know what the funny thing is? This is brutal.
You don't want them here. I don't want them on Mars.
Amazing. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. There's a project in cult called Gargoyle Watch. What they do is they go out, they find child porn sites, and stop them. Period. Hi, you have child porn. Take it down.
Please.
That's cool.
Then it's take it down.
And then they say no. And then they say, okay, then. And then their site goes down. You can take them out what you want.
I can perhaps find these sites to check for myself that they really are child porn.
What's that? Well, they're usually posted. It's on the cult page. You can go there and
there's a list. There's a list.
Yep. There's a list of sites.
I think everyone should check this out for themselves.
We're not talking about like, she's 18, but she looks like she's 14.
No,
we're talking about like 10 and under.
Yeah, these are so-called art sites.
Yeah, LolitaArt.com and shit.
They proclaim to be 8 to 16-year-olds.
Long live net porn. Live net porn. Net porn is great. Okay, because that is an expression of freedom. I'm all for that.
Not only that, it stands against Americans for purity.
Of course. Which is another whole other story. But the fact is that you cannot... Anything that involves the exploitation of a child is evil. Anyway, you cut that.
Bing!
And the funny thing is you could take a guy from Argentina, Australia, two guys from China, an Inuit, and fucking three guys from, like, Moscow. Know each other, don't speak the same fucking language. Drop them on an island. Have one interpreter say, okay, on the other side of the island is a guy who's a pedophile. And everybody will communally go over there and kick his ass.
Yeah.
And you will drink Slivovitz, fucking vodka, and some fucking beer afterwards. You all, like, you know, try to speak each other's language for kicking this pedophile's ass. Everybody in the world globally knows it's bullshit. It's sick shit. It's evil. Like, but no, you know, and they try. Oh, it's art. It's
all my planet, brother.
Yeah.
My
excuse me, my
planet.
Air. You're breathing it. Give me it back.
Yeah, I just think of it's a waste to use rockets with them. You see, so long as there's like open volcanoes,
you don't need a rocket.
I have the answer. You know, you don't need a rocket. You just push them in. You know?
There's trenches too. You know, like the trenches in the ocean.
No.
Right?
Don't put them in the water. I don't want them in my water.
These trenches are deep enough that they believe they could put toxic waste down there, and this is people that care about the environment. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
They could put them down there, and that would actually get rid of it. That's how deep these trenches are.
Wow.
They go down, and then they go into the core.
Into the magma,
probably it's so hot it doesn't matter anymore.
The best way to get rid of the...
I think the Chinese had the best idea.
The only problem with
shoot
it
them
is,
in
of course,
the
break in
or the bullet.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, China, I've got a problem with China, because China is, like, in the whole internet, you know, restrictive laws, it goes like... Americans are starting to get a little bit weird, and then you have Australia, and then after Australia you have China. Because China's like, fuck you, you can't surf. And they're busting web cafes like they're crack houses. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up. What, you're not allowed to talk to people?
If you talk to people, you might have other ideas than we want you to have.
Yeah. Are you confused about the fact that China's a communist country, which we've already gone over means they're fascists?
Well, no. Communism is not a bad idea on paper. The problem is leaving the same fuckers in charge for 40 years.
No. It's you could take the first people
they're
in charge.
They're communist and fascist.
You have to have control over the people, or the people that don't want to be communist will leave.
Yes.
And the smart people that can make money somewhere else.
Oh, you have poor, dumb people left.
I can stay here, work my ass to the bone with my brilliant mind.
Yeah.
And get nothing for it. Or I can go to the United States of America, where they'll want me because I'm really smart.
Yeah, and get fucked. Yeah, which is the entire
That's a funny thing, you know? Not very many people from North America are heading off to China because they don't like the way the system works.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I love that whole love it or leave it motto.
If you don't like how it's going... Then get out of America.
How about
Excuse
change
me.
It?
Whoa, hey, Republican. Yeah. Stay right there. Okay. You know, I'm sorry. Red dot tag sale on Republicans, okay? That whole, you know, people want to know how, you know, I would vote if I was in the United States of America. I'd vote, I would hold my guts
my nose, check the little ballot box for Al Gore, and then run to the toilet and use my gun. And because I think his wife is a cunt.
And she'd be a first lady.
Hey, I'd like to basically take that back.
She's
No, I'm sorry. I think that's like an insult to cunts.
Okay.
I know,
she
I'm
is
serious.
An evil bitch.
Okay, you got me on that one.
Yeah. Because I've got the whole problem sorted out. The whole problem with the American system isn't the fact that there's only really two parties you can vote for. The problem with the American legal system is they're voting backwards. I think you should vote for the guy you don't want to see in, and you should be able to vote more than once on
your
ballot.
Go.
If you can vote them all out, who's left?
I say we feed them both 40 hits of acid, put them inside of a fucking virtual reality system that makes them have seizures, and the first guy that gets out after 3 hours can sing the national anthem without pissing his pants, let him be the leader.
Wait a second, you're taking somebody who one of these guys used to take crack and lived. I mean, it's sort of slanted. Fight here, I don't know.
Who used to take crack and lift?
George W. Bush.
He used to smoke crack.
Well, he was like a cocaine addict for years. Of course, they don't say that.
But then,
there's enough implied. Yeah, he took cocaine. Oh yes,
I may have taken
some cocaine in the past. Yeah, hands up your nose every.
Yeah, I did not inhale the cocaine.
No, he never touched cocaine. He just figures, well, I did work for the current guy. It probably worked for me.
Well, I'd rather
Clinton in.
Hey, fuck! You know what?
I have a filter in my nose.
I would rather have some drug doing fucking psycho misogynistic shithead.
He knows what's going on.
Yeah, I'd rather have Hunter S. Thompson leading the United States. Okay, then some of these assholes, because even these guys...
Congratulations, you found the one person that frightens me more than Ross Perot.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'd rather have this guy smoking a big fat doobie, okay, and then he'd say, well, I'm sorry, but we need trees, and these motherfuckers are just trying to make some money, so we're not going to fucking penalize ghetto youth anymore, and yeah, fuck you and your business. And that's it. And it's just this bare bones logic. It's not hard to lead people. You just do the right fucking thing and let people who are interested in it take over. That's it. That's all you gotta do.
Well, you know what they removed about 20 years ago? The ability to write in from the ballot. Write in.
What's
no,
that?
You could write in another name.
Oh, yeah, of course.
About 20 years ago.
Bobo the Monkey.
No. Do you know who was starting to get almost as many votes as some of the other people?
Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
About 20 years ago, Mickey Mouse was getting something like 10 to 15% of the vote.
Whoa.
And they were seeing a trend where it was going up every year.
Whoa.
So they went, let's stop this before...
Mickey Mouse gets in.
Before I move to the States and change my name to Mickey Mouse.
No, I'm sorry. If some guy showed up wearing giant red pants with two yellow buttons on it, I'd vote for him.
No, I don't think it's that. I mean, that's a joke. But I think what could have happened and what should have happened is one time you'd see an election where the words... None of the fucking above.
Throw out all the people that just ran and have new ones.
Because I don't like any of them.
Yep.
I guarantee that would happen in most fucking elections right now.
I do have an anecdote about Disney, though.
What's that?
It's really funny stuff. Similar to what we saw with that dude that was in Go.com or InfoSeek. Remember that Disney... they caught for child porn?
Yeah, they're right.
Oh, yeah, okay,
they lured him in with a 13-year-old.
We've actually discussed that. Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah. Okay, check this out. I know some people, and this dude has got a wife. She's a really nice girl, or woman now. Anyway, she was hostess at the Disney party in the inauguration of Disney World in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Orlando.
Okay. Oh, I have a feeling this is going to be some tasty shit. Okay.
400 chicks there.
Uh-huh.
Right? There was like thousands of overseas people, investors, and everything.
Right.
And then one of the dudes there, I don't want to mention his name, asked the girls, I don't know if it was... Could be Eisner, I believe so. Anyway, as he asked the chicks, all right, girlies, like, you wouldn't mind doing some favors for some of these guests at this party. And this girl, really nice girl, excellent person, I guess, said, no, I'm taking my girls out of here.
Uh-huh.
And they quit the party. 400 chicks left the party.
Wow.
That's good.
Sweet. Oh, I'd love to.
Wow, now that's a woman who's got balls of clank, eh?
Yeah.
No, that's some guts. Hey, Eisner, go fuck a wall, okay?
Yeah, no shit.
Piss up the rope and I'll see you later.
There ain't going to be girls available.
Go find a light socket and hump the shit out of it, okay?
We got some announcements and things and blah, blah, blah. People have sent in.
Sure.
This is a poem from one of the listeners.
A poem?
Yes.
A poem.
It's called You Denigrate Me, You Mock... Oh, it's not called that. You denigrate me, you mock me, you hurt me, you humiliate me, you tried to destroy me, you tried to crush me, and when you couldn't do that, you made me an outcast. You want me gone, you get your wish. I am not the man I was before. I will do as has been done before. I will destroy what you hold dear. I will tear down your beliefs. I will rip your world apart, then I will laugh. You created me, you made me, and no one to blame but yourself, and now you have to live with me. And that's Ronan Templar Knight.
Yeah, he's so happy.
He's a happy guy.
I'm so happy.
Why do I feel like I was just sitting there? No, I'm not dissing him because I do respect the guy. I'm just saying, why do I feel like I've just heard, you know, what was his name? The Unabomber's Manifesto.
Like angst much? Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of pissed off people. And you know what? There's a lot of pissed off people on a global level. Hey, do you guys want a Dr. Pepper? Let's get some Dr. Pepper for the... Oh, no, that's
fine.
It's okay. It's if you guys want some, help yourself. Oh, you have to. It's a tradition.
Now, we got a webpage here from APOC, and it...
Is the results of his hair pull.
It's the results of the hair pull. He went... There was a tie between purple and green, and his girlfriend went for green, so he went for green.
I'll take one, buddy, sir, before you sit down. Sorry, man.
And so he went for green in this outline.
I voted for green, so I think
I went for purple.
Has excellent taste.
There you go. And he's wearing a green T-shirt tonight. Dak there, sporting a very nice green T-shirt. Okay, and...
From I might mention, Disneyland.
From Disney World.
From the Adventurers Club. Which probably has the right kind of women in there.
Oh, right. Yeah, that story.
This is the coolest club I have ever been to.
Bullshit.
No, seriously. No, this
Oh, okay, now, Sean, now, you've been to clubs and you've talked to Walt, but how many clubs have you been to that you've gone to there, gotten drunk, talked to the Walt, and the Walt talked back?
Well, I've been pretty fucked up. I've had some Walt, had some great conversations with me, so that's just me. But, no, I know the Adventures Club, but we are not going to plug a fucking Disney club on the
okay,
club.
Okay.
Fair ball. So that's
you had fun.
That's nice. Yeah, that's really nice. But I think that's some good shit about Eisner, though.
And Smokehouse says, can you pass along the thank you on the show to Ronan Templar Knight for sending me a Nick card out of the goodness of his heart?
Oh, of course.
I guess Smokehouse was needed another Nick card.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, because Lightning's been hitting Cult. I think God does not like Cult. And
well, we will persevere.
Who is it? Nomad 316, I believe.
Yeah.
Got smacked by Lightning.
And his whole computer system.
Smokehouse got smacked by Lightning. All these guys are getting smoked by a smack my fucking lightning.
No, we need to do
is like not CIA people.
It might be.
We need to start firing back at God.
It's the Heart Project, those bastards.
Boom, boom, boom.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, if it was the Heart Project, you know what I want? The neat thing about the Heart
Project.
We
have to find them.
So if that's a new project, if somebody can find God for us,
so we can kick his ass.
Find his address, get the 16.
Simplex, we need satellite photos of God.
Satellite photos of God, please. Zooming in, 8 levels.
What do you got?
He's an Everdollar Bill.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
the cash thing.
There it is. Right?
Yeah,
it
you
is.
Can track him down. That's
what
the
we
first
need
clue.
To do, what we
I want to talk about that as well.
Which
a
side?
Little bit.
The God worship, or the dollar bill. The
insanity of all that crap.
About how people worship cash?
Yeah, and not only that, like, I mean, it's not that I'm against religion and against worshiping.
Uh-huh.
I think people should believe in something.
Well, everyone does.
Everyone
does have religion, no matter who you are. You've got religion.
I believe that my shower is going to be nice and warm today. May not, you know, nobody knows if I paid the bill or not.
But you got it.
But
your shower could forsake you.
I do have a problem with jumping into a taxi cab and seeing some thing. Right there in the dash, some whatever it is. It's a temple. I don't know what it is. It's like God is driving this car. You know what I mean?
Co-piloted like, by God. Oh,
yeah,
I hope he's a good driver.
No shit, you know.
Hope he's a better driver than fucking you.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it makes you think, like, you know, and you people full on person on themselves before taking on to drive. Well, just great themselves. But, you know, I'm a passenger. It makes me think that maybe this guy doesn't really trust himself to drive.
He's a little bit faith right there. Right? Well, there's that bumper sticker, you know, God was my co-pilot, but I crashed in the mountains and I had to eat him.
That's a great one. Religion's fine as long as they don't push it on anyone. Anyone can believe what they want.
I understand what you're saying, though. But I think it's very, very, very important that those people are allowed to put those little temples on their car.
Yes, I think so. It's their car.
It pisses
you don't
me
like
off,
it,
too.
Go to a different one, right?
I mean, there's this guy named Sai Baba, okay? Sai Baba is this kind of Indian-looking guy with a big afro, okay, I believe.
Yes.
And he's supposedly some incarnation of Jesus. I don't even get it.
Okay. Skip may phone in. So
okay.
Nobody phone in until we tell you to phone in. So.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you fucker. But anyway.
the Sai Baba guy claims to be, you know, the reincarnation of Jesus. Whatever. I think it's dip him in chocolate and sell him as a fucking snack. Okay?
Because there is a nutty center.
Yeah. Because he is one loony son of a bitch. Okay? But it's very important that people are allowed to believe in that, because if you're not allowed to believe in what you want, and then your freedoms really start to flush. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's shitty that Scientology exists, and yes, it's shitty that L. Ron Hubbard...
Start to flush? If you're not allowed to believe in whatever you want, they're already down the toilet, man.
Mm. Yeah.
But you have to be aware of that. So, yeah, I'm right. I'm with you all the way. When you're going along, you know, and that said, though, what pisses me off, and I'm really torn over this, these pro-life guys, okay? Pro-life people make my fucking head hurt. There's a Russian word. It's lumshavak. It means...
migraine.
Migraine. My head hurts. These people are a walking lumshavak. You see them on the side of the highway going, oh, we are, you know, this fucking, you know, you're killing your baby. What about these women who've had an abortion? Thank you. Have some fucking trauma now. You've got people lining the highways, calling them murderers and
shit. I have another example. How about all those eggs that just don't get fertilized?
What about them?
Oh, my God.
They're unborn life.
You
never had a chance.
Every sperm and every egg should have a chance to be fertilized.
You've
got to
try every time, every month. You've got to try.
Can I tell you?
Oh, go ahead, girl on the left.
No. Can I just tell, I remember seeing, this is in Linden in Washington, and they're pretty religious down there, seeing this big billboard as you're driving in from Canada saying, you know, 1 in 3 babies is aborted. It was like this thing, you know, a pair of pink baby boots, a pair of blue baby boots, and then just like this little dotted outline of baby boots. 1 in 3.
Oh.
Hey, and I was sort of thinking, wait a second. 1 in 3 is the statistic for how many miscarriages go on, also known as natural abortions in the medical books. Oops.
Are they counting those, do you think?
I think they got their definitions.
Hell of a lot of abortions.
I think they got their definitions a little confused, but hey, it doesn't matter because they're trying to prove a point.
Well, the point here
No, hang on 1 second. You're saying that 1 in 3 babies are, like, not being born.
That's in the States?
This is in the States. And this is a bad thing, how? Sorry.
Well, man, how about 1 in a quadrillion? You know how much sperm dies in our little sacks every day?
Yeah, they never have the chance.
Those pro-life people should have their sacks frozen.
They never get the chance to die in my sack.
and that's the funny thing is that...
Evacuate.
I don't want to hear any more about your marathon masturbation.
I know you think it's important.
I'm married.
Go back. It's a blowjob. You hear all these women going,
I get my inspiration from you, Enki.
There were fantasies.
Freezer balls and liquid nitrogen. That's what I say. Pro life. Go overpopulate Mars, man. Not this planet, man.
Lay off Mars, motherfucker. he's pushing it on Mars. What we gotta do is, women are all up in arms. Oh, I have a life inside of me. I have a life inside of me. Fuck that. I wipe an entire civilization off of my stomach.
Yep.
Okay.
Millions and millions of people.
Fuck that. You want to talk about power? I've thrown thousands down the drain.
Can I make the point that most of the anti-abortion wing nuts are actually men?
Like, oh, yeah, of course they're fucking men. Every sperm is out. First of all, there should be no fucking guys on the who have a say about abortion, okay? My whole view on abortion is that, A,
right,
I love my partner and I'll support her. Period. That's the end of the fucking list. What I object to, I don't object to people having their say. I'm all cool with that. I'm even begrudgingly cool with these people putting up signs. I think it's a bullshit thing to do. I think it's shitty. But I begrudgingly let them do that because it's freedom.
Yeah.
What I object to is when it becomes physical and they try to stop them.
Yep.
When they actually grab them and into like
hold hands around.
I would love to organize some kind of a function with cults where you have a whole bunch of cult guys show up outside of an abortion clinic. And you just wait for those fuckers to link hands.
Armed with shovels.
And we're just like, and they have all these pro-life signs, and we show up with the pro-death signs. And we'll say, abortion escorts. We'll have them all there with their flight jackets on and shovels.
Like chorus up, bang, 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 bang.
And I'll be like, hi, we're the grave diggers, and because the babies are so small, we only need to do one little shovel, and they're buried.
Can we get a coat hanger for our logo?
Oh!
That's just fucking cold, oh, man.
Hey, if we're gonna go with abortion, we might as well go all the way. I believe in retroactive abortion.
Up to the age of about
anti-abortion protesters.
Absolutely.
Up to the age of about 35.
That's a good age.
Well, it's like
250th trimester.
Wait. Why are we stopping at 35? There are no bad people.
All the way.
You're right. All the way.
How old is George W. Bush again?
I'm sorry we had to abort your husband. He just didn't fit in with society.
I seriously, man. Somebody develop me the asshole bomb. That's what we need.
It kills is asshole.
It kills is a fucking pinhead.
That's a good filter on it.
Unfortunately, depending on your mood and temperament,
you could be an asshole at the time.
You know what?
Be careful.
I knew that I was going to die because the asshole bomb put me in the bracket too. But I take every Republican with me.
I'd be pushing the button.
I'd be like, all right, you gotta spark me up a big fat one, and away we go.
Got to break a few
eggs,
right?
I would ride the fucker in a la Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, yeah.
I would be another chubby Slim Pickens, okay?
Me on the escalator, I'm going, oh, baby, this is going to be one fuck of a ride.
St. Pete, check out his vine.
You know, and when you get to hell, tell him Sean sent you. Have a nice fucking day. Republican shithead. A lot of people are upset because I'm putting down the Republicans. Fuck you. Republicans suck ass. I mean, Al, don't get me wrong. I'm not supporting you. I want to, you know, really. Oh, how do I say this? I actually don't have a problem with you because I think you're just a thud fuck. But
his wife, she, like, hang
but your wife. Do me a favor, Al. Fuck your wife really hard because she needs it.
Yes.
Really bad.
His daughters are cool. Do you know one of his daughters is one of the writers for Futurama?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. That's right, because he was on Futurama.
Yeah.
Well, and he was on there with Gary Gygax, too. I think he's just a little misguided.
Yes.
You know, and I think he needs to, like, get that whole Christian and politics and Christianity thing separated, you know, and just do a fucking job. I mean, he's kind of an idiot and a pinhead and a prick, but he's not a cosmically evil shit.
But he invented the internet, so it's all good.
Yeah.
I propose an alternate form of government. I know all these motherfuckers in power, they're all corrupt, they're all evil,
they're fucking bastards. Sure.
I would just kill them all if I had the chance.
Yes, and your opinion.
Yeah, exactly. In your opinion.
Not affiliated with what they all show.
So I propose a completely alternate form of government. I propose the following. Any company that has more than 100 employees should get the chance to govern for a month.
Yep.
The company gets handed a fucking stash of paper and said, here, take on the fucking country for a month. Right after the month, the ball goes on down the list alphabetical. I don't give a shit by age. I don't care.
Watch
right?
IBM.
Any company who has more than 100 people in their payroll is
I know where you're going with
perfectly,
this.
Perfectly capable of taking the fucking country forward, man.
Yeah.
Dow Chemical. Two words. Watch Dow Chemical split into how many subsidiaries? Wow, we own the state.
All right, scratch any company above 1,000 employees.
What I think, you know what? When Ross Perot was running, okay, Ross the boss, all that kind of shit. Ross Perot, yeah, he was crazier than a shithouse rat. Okay, great.
Okay, good. So long as we all agree on that.
He was crazier than a shithouse rat. But, I mean, the guy had, like, the right idea. You know, he's sitting there going, guys, if we run the United States like we run a company, we're all going to wind up in the shitter. Why do you suppose the United States put so much money into their weapons? You know, we're in debt. Who's going to collect it? Give us money. No, fuck you. We'll invade. Okay, then. You know, hey, you Indians, give me all your land. No, got this great big gun here. Oh, nice beads, you know? That's what these guys are about. We're so far in debt. We're in debt. And why? What? The collection agency's going to show up? Oh, we're sorry. Here, have a super carrier. Like, fuck! Let's just invade.
Oh, we're sorry. Here, have Canada.
Yeah, just and another thing. Talking about America, at least.
Sure.
You know it's a corporation, right?
Oh, of course it is.
Where's the people's shares?
There you go.
They don't have shares. They don't get dick.
Oh, not only that, let's look at the lower income brackets of America.
Can we not get into, because you know I always end up calling for someone's death when we get onto the
platform. Okay, yeah, we should probably.
We're going to move on to the news.
We're going to move on to the news so we don't get completely political and go wacko. Let's,
actually, I saw something in the news.
Sorry.
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell. I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
All right. Now, I heard something in the news. I don't know if the Americans have got the story yet, but about earlier this week, a reporter in Quebec was doing a story on organized crime.
Okay.
And the reporter, the next day, after having published a rather big expose on a series of some murders that had taken place, was going out to his car to get a laptop, and he was shot. Five times.
How many times?
Five times.
Oh, yeah, I read about this. Yeah.
And so the Quebec government...
Wear body armor.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Sorry. The Quebec government is responding by calling for a little-known article that's in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms called the Notwithstanding Clause.
Oh, yeah. This
which, which means that...
They can
at any time
yeah,
take all of your rights and...
The notwithstanding clause, it doesn't... It means that they can go against your rights, yeah, but it's not like... It doesn't... It's not the same thing as saying martial law.
No, it
it's
isn't.
It's just a clause saying that, well, we can have a law for this, but we can make exceptions
because
to the nth degree.
To the nth degree, exactly. So in this case, what they're talking about doing is using the notwithstanding clause to limit... the freedom of, what's the term, when people gather? Freedom of association.
Assembly.
Assembly and association. In which case, that would mean that if anybody who happens to be in the Rock Machine, which is one biker gang, or the Hells Angels, which I think even you guys down there have heard of, would be illegal. So it's like, hello, you're a member of this, we can arrest you for it. Now, normally, I am like... There's a part of me that wants to be screaming and running to the hills and arming as I speak, but there's another part of me that sees another side of it. I'm sorry, we said something bad about you, so they came and shot a fucking reporter. It's like, now, trust me, I have no respect for reporters. I think most of them are fucking vultures, but they are the voice of democracy. They are the voice that says... When something is fucked in our society, they're the ones who tell us about it. They're the ones who.
They're the ones that might tell us.
I agree.
Well,
I mean,
no,
it doesn't work well.
Try.
Okay.
As far as that though,
I don't think they should be allowed to do that. I don't think that using the notwithstanding clause and use for this. I don't care if it's a good reason. I think if we're going to have something like that happen, it should just be some disturbed employee that decides he's going to go on a killing rampage. And take the law into his own hands. We all know that he's breaking the law, and it's illegal. And we all cheer him on.
No, trust me.
I don't think the law should be breaking the law, even though that it's not.
Yeah,
I don't think that they should be taking the extreme steps.
The problem is there's also other evidence to show that these organized crime groups, not just them, we're talking about other groups, are now influencing politicians and prime ministers.
God, organized crime and politics? Say it isn't so.
No, I know.
That must be brand new.
I know. This is all...
Sort of like organized crime in the church. Sort of like organized crime and the Nazis in the church.
I know, this is an old...
Is there a difference there?
There's no. This is an old fucking hat. I agree.
But Billings are worth money.
But the point is... The point is that you have... Yeah, I'm getting a bit. I'm getting distracted here, John.
You lose.
You're fired. Okay. Talking about, there's something I would like to talk about that Roman Medic brought up the other day, which I think is amazing. Okay, I'm going to be talking about this in the next brainwashing that I'm going to be putting out. But there is a real trend that is forming that as technology is accelerating, we're not hearing about it. You'll notice this. They have this technological advancement to come out with. There's people, you'll go now, you'll take a Palm Pilot, you'll walk down the street, and you'll show people a Palm Pilot, and they'll go, whoa, what is that? That disturbs me, that people don't know what a Palm Pilot is. It disturbs me. What do you mean you don't know what a Palm Pilot is? Well, I've never heard about it, okay? You go up to people and you say, nanotechnology. Eight people will say, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Two people say, yeah, that's very cool. Nanotechnology, of course, is the machines being micronized to the point where it will revolutionize humanity. Now, what I'm very concerned with is as technology progresses, it will be kept for the super rich. People who are in the know will have access to it. People who are not are going to be put by the sideways.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, granted, up until now, there's been technology like, I mean, you know what? What the hell? The people on the street, you know, down in, like, ghetto level, whatnot, who are just trying to fucking survive, have no use for a personal data assistant. But they will have a use for fucking nanotechnology.
What we have to do is we have to make sure in cult, and this is something I'm going to be talking about brainwashing, that we keep a definite grip on technology as it comes out, and we broadcast it so everybody knows that this technology exists. Everybody knows that we have access to it. Everybody knows we can use it.
That's what the show's for a little bit.
We're here for educating people, but in cult, we can make sure that way that people go, wait a minute, there's a cure for that. That they're not telling people about. Or wait a minute, there's a fix for that that they're not telling people about. And now they're open sourcing all this shit, they're open sourcing everything. It's a very positive plus. Now, there's a drug, which is in beta right now, which is being tested, that Ronan Medic was talking to me about when she saw on TV. I haven't seen anything about this on the web. Someone please try to find a link for this, because I need to know about it, and ICQ it to me, please. We don't know the name of this drug, but it's in beta testing right now. It's used for treating narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is the condition where you fall asleep during the day. What it does is narcolepsy is brought on because your brain doesn't produce the chemicals which are required when you sleep. So what happens is your body just fucking shuts down and you do a face plant and you sleep wherever. Okay, this is the idea behind narcolepsy. But what this drug does is it keeps it so you take this drug, you can function during the day because your brain produces the chemicals that are produced during sleep, and then at night you can go to sleep and sleep normally. The side effect of this is that if you are a normal person and you take this drug, you don't need to sleep. They've done tests where a guy's gone a week, no sleep, totally functional, not tired, got off the drug, 12 hours later got drowsy, went to sleep, slept 8 hours, got up, was fine, right back into the routine of it. Yes.
There was no side effects from this drug.
That we've seen, now that, bear in mind we got long-term, there's a lot of shit here.
That was the early testings that were done on the Canadian military. There were soldiers. They had these guys awake for 68 hours. There was no lack of basically of reaction time, of mental coherency, nothing. These guys were awake for 68 hours.
I'd test that.
I would test that right now. A minute now, what they're saying is they're not going to be releasing it in Canada because they're afraid it's going to be, quote-unquote, abused.
No, they have said they have never seen...
The new trucker drug.
They have,
oh, my God.
They have
never seen
a drug that had a greater potential for abuse in the history... No, this is the exact quote. In the history of Canada.
Well, who wants to sleep?
Yeah,
it's a waste of time.
I'm just curious. How do you abuse something like that? Is it bad for everybody to be awake?
Well, no. They don't know. They don't know the long-term effects.
Honestly, people, they do not know the real reason why people sleep.
Yeah, we don't know why we do it.
If you're resting, why are you consuming oxygen at the same rate as you do during the day?
But they don't know for sure, but they do have some good guesses and some good ideas.
Well, there's certain things like with learning
process. Yeah, there's something going on.
That's the thing I'd worry about.
I think that drug would be handy to have just because it's like, I'm sorry, there are times when the shit goes down and you need to get shit done.
How long does it become until people start relying on it, though? Like, everybody thought when... And this is the,
That's
this
their
is,
problem.
No, seriously. Think about this. Sure. Whenever some new technology comes along, people sit there thinking, oh, this is going to improve my life. And in a lot of cases, it just makes it busier because more is expected of you.
Right.
The washing machine, it was like, all right, great. People will not have to spend, you know, a whole day washing their clothes. Now it's like you have to do a load of laundry every day. You know, there's like the expectations rise.
Yes. So you're saying that if companies will then start prescribing this drug and demanding work from you on a salary basis.
Well, you know.
Yeah, you don't need to sleep.
You don't need to sleep. Well, think about how many companies require overtime on a far larger basis than they really should. Well, it would not be a big step for a lot of these companies, like software companies, like a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, would end up working for, to say, oh, we need another all-nighter. You know, here comes the pizza and here comes the wake-up drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, but as long as you're getting paid for it, and
no, their salary—that's just it, Drex. They pay them one fucking rate, and they demand all this work.
There can be laws if there aren't already. There are laws.
Did I mention that Microsoft in Washington State was just about 2 years ago was trying to get an exemption from overtime laws just because, well, they're Microsoft and they'd like an exemption from overtime laws?
Listen, the problem here is...
She's right. Sounds like the Mickey Mouse copyright thing.
This is separate from the sleep drug. I mean, right now, software companies are pushing these guys to work hours.
That are inhuman.
Companies are pushing them to inhuman hours. Okay, so if they get the new drug, they'll be able to push to even longer hours. Great. But right now, they're still suffering. They're suffering just as bad as if they had the anti-sleep drug and were able to work another 4 hours.
I've got an anecdote about Microsoft as well I want to tell you.
Sure.
Tell you guys
let me finish this thought. I want the option.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it would be great. Plus, we don't know what the long-term effects are. And how are we going to learn? Well, we're going to test it on people. Or if people voluntarily take it and bad things happen...
They knew there was a risk.
Oh yeah, if you're thick enough,
then they're out of our gene pool, so it's still not a problem.
If you're thick enough to fucking take this thing for 6 months straight and wonder why your nose falls off,
and okay, that shit and Viagra.
Yeah. So I can fuck 24 hours a day. I got Viagra, cocaine, and this fucking wake-up drug. Woohoo, baby!
Party.
I'm going to waste more than one civilization. Okay.
He's the world's most horny. Rating tour.
Yeah.
He's the world's most horniest juicer. I mean.
Yeah, I'm like, what was your antidote about Microsoft?
You fucked a hole in her, dude.
Plus after 3 days, you get sick of reality, right?
Yeah, that's true. You can't
watch headline news for 3 days in a row. Expect to survive, man.
Okay, so
that.
What were you saying about Microsoft?
Check this out, guys. I knew this dude that went up to apply for a job in Microsoft.
Okay.
Right? Fucking hell. This dude thought he was the shit. Right?
Right?
He goes in there, right? Goes into the actual interview room, whatever, and they hand him this piece of paper, 3 or 4 pieces of paper, and there is like a program described in it and how it functions, and they ask him, what would you improve about this program? Right?
Uh-huh.
So the dude gets out, saying, yeah, I aced this thing, man. I'm sure they're gonna hire me. Like, I put the most incredibly cool ideas that I could ever think of. You know, I think it was Excel actually. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so 2 months later, there they are, man. All the improvements, and guess what? They didn't hire the fuck.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Brutal.
I tell you, it's a bunch of fucking burglars.
Oh yeah.
Bring Gates here and tell him I'm gonna flush him down the fucking toilet. He sells shit for cheap. That's why he's so fucking rich.
If you want to put him in the toilet, you'd end up plugging it because that bigger turd always does.
Well, okay, hang on now.
Here's the drug.
Oh,
Provigil.
I see.
Welcome to the site of Provigil tablets, a novel wake promoting agent for the treatment of excessive daytime sleepiness.
Wait,
it's like a Scientology site, man.
And they've got a promotional fucking website.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
thank you.
USA. USA. Now, are we sure this is the drug, though?
Does that sound familiar?
That sounds like it.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you where I get a lot of the stuff, and is actually, you're talking about technology. Discovery has a nightly news program that usually mentions some technology. I have to say that they are better than the average bullshit you see on CNN, where, you know, the only new technology they mention is, like, the latest version of the robot dog, you know? No, I'm not making this up. You know, that's like the new new tech highline is, you know, on fucking CNN is the robot dog.
The Sony Abio.
You know, whereas, like, Discovery, at least you'll get some shit. That's where I heard about this. That's where I've heard about a lot of
Discovery News show?
Yeah, the Discovery News program
pretty good.
Is actually worth watching.
Okay. So, what's next in the news here?
Well, we didn't even actually get to the news. The first story is related to the Gross Hospital story last week. It says, 1 in 10 elderly in home care have bed sores.
Yes.
That's nice.
How does that happen? How can they just... Don't they get checked every day or rolled over and taken care of?
They do get checked, but the thing is, it depends on a person's circulation, on the person's thing.
Is it just a natural thing?
I have seen... Well, no, what it is it's called a pressure sore. What it is...
Pressure sores.
Okay, hang on. We got a call. This better be Skip.
It's not?
Hi,
you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Zombie!
Skip is going to phone in, so we're going to have to let you go.
Okay.
Make it real quick, Zombie. What do you want to say?
Nothing? Okay, say what the hell.
Thanks, Zombie.
Okay.
We love you, Zombie.
No, with these people, what it is it's like you lay on something and you push the blood out of the area.
Okay.
And that causes
necrosis
of the tissue.
Yeah.
And the area dies. I mean, it's unfortunate.
It's just something that happens.
My ass is not dead, man. I've been sitting for 50 years.
Actually, do you have any idea how, I mean, this sounds stupid. Do you have any idea how amazing the human ass really is? I mean,
here we go.
No. The blood vessels that actually push the blood through the tissue of your glute exist nowhere else. No, the design there exists nowhere else in the human body.
Really?
That's amazing.
I know, it's fucked
up. What else we got here? Devil defeats Pope Vatican in exorcism battle.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard about this?
Yes, I did. I love
it. On pay-per-view.
I just have one more thing to say about that sleep drug thing, right?
Yeah.
It just, that falls under the category of... It'd be cool if just I had it. Powers, you know, like superpowers. Yeah, super everybody could fly.
Non-sleep man.
That'd be all right, but, you know, it'd be best if just I could fly. It'd be just best if just I could stay up without sleep. Or that's me right. And some of my friends say.
All night party.
Because if everybody could stay up,
it would, right?
There would be...
It'd be no difference.
Well, the... all these people would be able to stay up so they could work.
Longer back hours.
24 hours, and there's already not enough work as it is. So now you have people who can work
two
twice
jobs.
As much. Two jobs, right?
Yep.
And there's going to end up being people with no jobs.
I would definitely not
take
a second job.
It's not that there's
not
work. It's just there's too many unskilled people.
Alrighty then.
I'd be investing in coffee shops and crap, man.
Join the Starbucks crap.
No one needs any more coffee because they have the Cape Awake drug.
I'm not
they
really
don't
surprised.
Need to sleep anymore.
I'm not really surprised that the devil defeated the Pope the other day.
No, he's pretty strong, eh?
Because, have you seen the Pope lately?
He's getting old.
How old is the Pope? Does anyone even know how old the fucking Pope is?
90-something, I think.
He's like a billion years old, isn't
doesn't
he?
Say.
Doesn't he have some kind of degenerative nerve thing
yes.
which is making him shake
yes,
now?
Yes, it's called age.
Yeah,
she's right. There is.
Is
there
something? Is it Parkinson's?
Does he passes out regularly and falls and?
No, no, but
needs that drug.
No, it's not.
Yeah, he needs that drug. Stay awake.
No, when they're 2 fucking years old, something's gonna get him.
Apparently, John Paulo is actually a pretty fucking.
I was playing with the mic. I'm going to kill them.
Thanks.
I mean, he's
John Paul. Basically, was like shooting Nazis in Poland during World War II. Okay.
Oh really?
You know this guy? No, seriously. He was a fucking partisan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, during World War II.
He was, like, blowing away Nazis and shit.
Yes.
I guess that kind of makes up for the fact that all the Nazis got out of Germany on Vatican passports.
Oh, wait, no, wait, wait.
That makes up for that.
Yeah, that was definitely,
well,
like...
that was before...
Let's put it this way. How much you want to bet that not would have not have had happened if you had had, like, oh, let's see, let's take a Polish partisan... make him Pope, and then ask him how he feels about the Nazis. You know, turn the other cheek, I don't think would have been what came up in the conversation.
Okay? No, but that's got to be understood, though. That's got to be understood that the Nazis did get out of Germany on Vatican passports. I'm sure the Roman Catholic Church had a huge problem with them killing Jews. That pissed them off.
But they had more of a problem with the fact that the communists did not believe in a church.
Yeah, so...
so that's why they helped the Nazis. But then there's another little thing that the United States released. It was called Operation Paperclip. This was... they didn't give a shit, really, who the fuck you were. If you were useful to the technology, to the American war...
nuclear bomb thing. Give us your Nazi scientists. We will use you to build bombs.
Yep. Bombs and rockets.
Yep, that's right. And that's bullshit, man. Like, you know... and the thing that really gets me is, like, you know, those of you who don't know, which really amazes me, how many people don't know shit about the Second World War? Fucking phenomenal. Fucking phenomenal, the amount of people don't know shit about the Second World War.
No one pays attention to it.
I remember high school history classes, and they would assign these high school kids, like, at the end of the year to do, like, a poster about World War One,
right.
And they would all fill it with, like, Nazi imagery. Like, and this is after they'd been taught about this shit. Like, it's amazing how little...
World War One, and they use Nazi imagery?
Yeah. Yeah, this is something that killed me all through high school. I see it all the time.
It's brutal because of... in Jonestown, when... okay, people who don't know about Jonestown. Jonestown was this psycho fucker... oh, you may see a parallel here. The psycho fucker went straight... created this cult, moved to South America somewhere, had them all fanatically follow him. What's that?
French Guiana.
Yeah, thank you. French Guiana. And then when the authorities came to kick his ass, he was heavily in with the CIA, mind-altering drugs, MKUltra, all that good stuff. Do some research on it. You'll find it all over the web. But anyway, Jonestown, when he showed up, he fed everybody poisonous cyanide-flavored Kool-Aid. Okay? This is where the idea of the Kool-Aid comes in with cults. They drank the Kool-Aid. Everybody dies. And there's photos of the grounds where there's over 1,000 people dead. And you see there's a throne which he used to sit on, and there's bodies piled all around it, and it says, those who do not learn from history are destined to repeat it. This is why it is essential that people need to remember about the Second World War. This is essential why we need to look to things like politics and history. Never mind distraction information. Never mind, you know, the infotainment business that the news has become. We have to be more aware of the actual information that is out there, these new laws that are being passed. What is happening in these foreign countries? What's happening with our global rights? What's happening with people in third world nations? What's happening with, you know, the UN involvement here, there, everywhere? What's happening with that? Fuck Nike. Fuck the Olympics. Fuck all that shit. What's going
going on in the world, never mind these feel-good stories, and that's why it's very, very important that we need more educated, more poignant, and more objective media. Talking from real people to real people.
Mm-hmm. There you go. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking A.
Yeah. So what do we got? What is this here? Courtney Love demands some MP3.com cash.
In the 9 months since it filed a multimillion-dollar lawsuit against MP3.com, Universal Music Group has said over and over that it is battling the online music portal to protect the financial interests of its legendary stable of performers.
Right.
After it said in as much court papers, a federal judge ordered MP3.com to pay Universal between $120 million and $250 million in damages.
Right.
So Courtney Love...
Let me rave at the musician.
Yeah,
so
Courtney.
That'll go on.
Call it something.
But Courtney Love is right in tune with what's going on and how artists are being fucked over. So she's suing Universal Music Group for her cut. Where's the artist's cut if they?
Oh, sweet.
Now Courtney Love did this.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's a horrible singer, but she's awesome.
Well, I want my share because you're doing it for the artist. Where's my share?
Closer.
No. She is saying that. Well, obviously, what you've gone after is you've gone after lost revenue that would have been album sales. So. If you're legitimately going after that lost revenue,
where's my cut?
I deserve a cut based on the number of sales you would have gotten of my album.
Yeah,
it's totally legit. Yeah. I think she's gonna win.
So
she
what?
Can't lose, really.
Yeah. Well, so I don't see how she could lose because
have
these are arguing fair argument.
Yeah. If she
she's
loses,
fighting with them, right?
Because if she loses, then Universal has to pretty much state publicly, okay, we were just kidding about giving the share to the artist, but we were
it's
just
all
trying
about
to
money
take
for
as
us.
Much money we could.
Yeah.
What were you saying there, Bob, next about the musician thing?
I got something to tell you all, motherfuckers.
Imagine my surprise.
I love musicians. I love music. I'm a heavy metalist.
You got it. I mean, you're doing a rant radio stream. What do you want? Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Way to go, man. However, here's the catch. If you look at history,
right,
specifically, you know, 1200s, 1300s, something like that,
mm-hmm.
artists were called basically troubadours.
Right.
They were poor shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
They were respected, though.
Nobody was getting rich off them.
No.
They were respected. They were respected in courts. They were respected. They were like... You know,
there we go.
Their
food would be played
for the
kings yeah.
and everything.
They were bringer of messages too.
Yeah, they were the entertainment. They were media.
Yeah,
musicians were yeah.
perfect. They were carrying culture through. They were doing everything.
And some of the most brilliant shit ever written.
I don't have any fucking problem
with that,
right?
Yeah.
With that and with any musician becoming rich.
But
all right. However, I do have a problem when fucking pedophiles get rich, right? I don't want to mention the name, but
well,
I
we
do
know
have,
we've
when
discussed
freaks,
them.
When it's a full-on fucking freak show, you know, right? And I have something to tell about the poor guy, but I do have a problem with all the men in the middle getting fucking rich.
That's right.
Leeching off the cool musicians who do have the talent. For example, I have a problem paying $20 per fucking CD.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I
pay import.
A dollar a CD... The musician will still get rich, and we get rid of the fucking man in the middle.
Send the dollar.
The studios with the shark bitch fucking lawyers who I fucking hate. Sorry if anybody but here is a lawyer.
Meet me in person, I'll buy a coffee.
There's an old term. It's called preaching to the choir.
Yeah,
the fact that what you're talking about here is this is why, and this is no doubt why the record industry is attacking all these MP3 sites.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with lost revenue. They want to make sure they're like, holy fuck, this could completely fuck us. David Bowie is releasing albums online. David Bowie's fucking brilliant. It's
fucking cool.
Yeah.
Fucking cool.
Smashing
I love you, man.
As well.
Smashing Pumpkins just released a whole album on the internet.
I'm not a big Smashing Pumpkins.
It's
fucking
all about
cool.
control of the systems of the methods of distribution. Right now, CD companies have it locked up.
Yep.
Producing a CD is expensive.
Well,
it's
proprietary
technology. Now, and they also have the distribution system where they can move those CDs around to record companies. Great. Now, here comes a new system where any jackass can start up a website and distribute a million albums.
That's right.
Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who says?
That's what they have to do.
Hey, Zombie. I got to say something, okay?
Real quick.
All right. In the MIC, everyone's talking about Courtney Love and all this, something about Kurt Cobain.
All right.
Kurt Cobain got killed by Courtney Love because Kurt Cobain's trying to get divorced from Courtney Love because Kurt Cobain knows he's going to die soon because if he does not divorce from Courtney Love will take everything from Nirvana, all the money. But Courtney knows that, so Courtney went to the hotel and killed Kurt Cobain so she can have the contract and get all the money from Nirvana.
Oh, my God, man!
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right, he got his, say. Oh, okay. My God, the conspiracy. I'd never thought.
Moving right along.
That dull thumping right there.
Okay, so now what were we talking about? Multimedia.
Oh, CDs,
right.
Making money.
But no, just recently they were sued and lost. The court has already proved in one case that there was a conspiracy of these groups to keep prices as an elevated level.
Yeah, we did that a couple weeks ago.
Under
yeah,
investigation under antitrust laws.
They're dying
right now.
The bottom line is, they are dying.
They're afraid and dying.
Was it New Jersey where that case already went through and they lost?
I can't remember the state, but I know it was basically every member of the RIAA was getting sued for monopoly practices. It was over what they do is a large, say, a record store is going to sell a certain record from I don't know, Smashing Pumpkins by whatever record company. The record company would say, okay, you display this stuff, and I will send you money back for advertising, but only if you maintain a price that is the advertised price. It's got to be at least, what, $16.99 for a CD, and then we'll send you back a certain amount. If you don't do that, then we don't send you the advertising money back, and you lose some of your profit margin. And most places wouldn't cut because the record companies worked it out, like, okay, if they cut their prices, they could possibly make a maximum of this much more by cutting their prices. So we just cut that piece out and pay it back as long as they maintain high prices. And then on other albums, which don't sell as much, or they can maintain their large profit margins because it's only promotional elements for, you know, certain big
name
bands.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And then there's kickbacks. There's kickbacks on kickbacks. But you go to buy, like, a KMFDM album somewhere, you're paying $32 a fucking album for this import independent music, which is amazing. But I'm sorry. You would go broke trying to find fucking new, truly alternative music, not the shit they sell you as, you know, Backstreet Boys, the alternative album. And, you know, there's so much independent and brilliant shit that these people put out, Velvet, Acid Christ, all these kind of guys. I just discovered those people. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think they're fucking amazing.
Yep.
All right? And am I going to buy their album? Sure, you bet I am. You bet I am. Because I got a chance to hear some of their music. But now, it's just like getting back to the music industry. They're a dying animal, and as they die, they're thrashing and
they're trying.
They're going down and they're going to claw. And go ahead, boys.
Valiant effort.
Claw. You claw right away. You take Napster down with you. We got 15 more programs just like it. Go on, then. You're still falling. Burn, you fucking cocksucker. Burn.
Yeah, try Scour. Try
Scour. Try Nutella.
Try
the video section. Download the videos. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DivX much?
Is that, no, I mean, it's like that Scour thing. Is that like the Napster guys? They went to Russia, got a new passport, came back, made Scour. Oh, no, it's not us or what?
No, it's brilliant is what it is. They just
the more they take them down, the more publicity Napster and all those get, and more people latch onto it.
This is
they're killing themselves.
This is the same motif that I came up with Cult. It's called Cult. The magazine's called Brainwashing. There's skulls on it. We quartered a Deckers. Hey, spell my fucking name right, asshole. That's all I ask, okay? Give me all the bad press you want, Cult leader. Go ahead. Press it
Do
up.
Do it.
Anybody who ever is involved understands it's a counterculture movement. It's about people.
That's why we don't get any press, Sean.
Maybe
they're latched. They're thinking about it. But we better not give these guys any bad
comes
press.
And drops it on his desk and the guy goes, are you fucking insane?
Yeah, that was good press, though.
Oh, yeah, and it is good press, but it takes independent and freelance reporters like our buddy Sarah to give us an article based on that. You know, otherwise you're not going to see that shit. Spin Magazine, you know, they're coming out with their article next
month. That
should
be probably next week or something.
Yeah, so that'll be very, very cool. But the
Spin Magazine, that's pretty big.
It is pretty big. It's Rolling Stone's retarded younger brother.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, that's why now the recording industry is dying. DivX is going to put the MPAA through the fucking floor.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And tell me how sweet that is. Those cocksuckers have been chewing up women, people, for years. For years, getting them hopped up, dropping them off by the sidemans. Where's Gary Coleman now? You know, he's working security in Las
Vegas.
Doing
promos for Rant Radio. What?
You know,
what's
the
on?
Fuck, man? And these people...
Yeah. I got something. I got something coming here.
Okay, what do you
fucking
got?
Fucking recording industry. Here, you got it coming. I just got an idea.
What's that?
If every one of us, I mean, what are we doing right now? We're
talking.
Basically talking issues, you know, over that we basically don't like and would like them changed.
Right.
We can only do that. And get other people interested. Like
that's right. Educating
the
everyone.
The dudes that are listening to us right now and talking in our
100 or so people,
Exactly, right? So that's the only thing we can do. What happened, right?
because, I mean, basically, you have to understand that the only reason why we can't really act upon what we are thinking is because we don't have a fucking $400 million an hour shark team of lawyers like they do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I propose, let's make a site where everybody puts a buck a month,
mm-hmm.
right? We get 100,000 people putting a buck a month, and guess what? We got four fucking, you know, like, you know, O.J. Simpson lawyers here working for us, right? We tell them what the fuck they have to do. They go to that fucking place and they tear the fucking apart.
This is entirely, I'm ahead of you on this one. I'm way ahead of you on this one. That's what the whole concept of cult is. It's a counterculture movement. And it all started as a gag. Everyone you see in here, they got nomads, prophets, all these are all cult members.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting applications from Singapore, Africa, the UK, Netherlands, China, Japan. All these fucking mohawk, freaky motherfuckers who are just like, man, I don't know what's going on, but I know it's fucked.
Same
and
mindset.
I know these guys are trying to solve it. And we're selling shirts off the site. We're doing that sort of shit just so we can generate that so that eventually we can have a counterculture vote. So the people are worried about the counterculture viewpoint. Because once you have that kind of respect and solidarity occurring en masse, then you can make a difference. If you have one point, and you have one guy saying, I am this person, I'm the one financing, they can take that out. But you ever try to stop a legion of army ants? You ever try to stop a... I'm terrified of great white sharks. But I am way more scared of piranhas, because you can kill a shark, okay? But you can beat piranhas till you're blue in the mouth. You're still getting stripped to the bone in 5 minutes.
You can only kill a couple.
And all it takes, I mean, with Project 2517, cult decided, we were only about 150 strong. We decided, hey, 2517, we're going to go and save the rainforest and clear some landmines. One day, we saved 10.8 hectares of rainforest just by clicking on advertising. Just from the numbers of people that we're hitting. Over 4 days, we saved 50 hectares of forest. We saved, like, thousands and thousands of square feet on landmines.
Great
okay,
testament
clear.
To the power.
Okay. No, he planes with tree bombs, man.
Yeah, and that's exactly the kind of power is there. People need to realize that the click and the mouse is the same as the vote, and people have long since, you know, they breed this disinformation, well, your vote doesn't really count, better vote with popular opinion. Fuck all that.
Yeah, but I say, in addition to that, I say, let's, you know, we can definitely organize a team of representatives who are, you know, avidly paid, because no lawyer will work for free.
Eventually there will be lawyers in
eventually
cults.
When enough people get behind this, because I guarantee you, not all lawyers start out being, I'm going to grow up, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be some shyster motherfucker.
No.
I'm going to grow up and just be this crafty motherfucker who just fucks widows and children and just destroys people's lives.
I think I'll be evil today.
I think I will be evil over lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay, eventually, as cult grows and the virus spreads, we'll have a lawyer come to us and say, hey, you know what, boys? I got to practice, and I'm pretty fucking good. You guys need a representative. If you guys can...
Sounds like a good case.
You know, because it's in it for him. He's in it for him. Oh, well, Sean, we don't think we like what you're saying. So we're going to put your ass in jail. Okay? You're going to jail. Boom! Cult goes fucking insane. My computer went offline, and I told them cops were coming over to my house. There was fucking 200 people sitting there on their fucking ICQ button waiting to press the send. They're like, what's going on,
Sean? Give us a word, Sean.
Wait for another 6 months. We'll be more than 1,000 members. And as soon as... And then it's starting to just gyrate. I had over 30 fucking applications in my mailbox, which I lost when
it's
my system...
It's been exploding overseas now.
It's exploding overseas. And once this happens, if people begin to make a cry out on a technological issue, and all of a sudden, wow, look, there's global cry out. One geek is a geek. Two geeks are a couple of geeks. Three geeks are dangerous. 5,000 geeks are a problem. Okay? Does the name Custer mean anything to you? All right? I'm getting swamped. Holy shit. Excuse me. You like your electronic medium? Great. Why don't you say, let it be free, or you won't have it? Okay? And that's the kind of movement that's going to happen. It's got to be the way it is. People have to take direct action for themselves, upon themselves. And it's not about me. I'm not cult. I'm not the big fucking voice here. Everyone's going to be starting to post on their shit. They're going to get a hold of APOC. APOC, that's someone... Footnote, APOC@thecult.org. If you want to post on the site, I need more people posting. I can't afford to keep posting as much as I have been. Thank you.
What? 8,000 stories in 4 months
is easy.
Give
me a break. Anyway, so... But the thing is, though, that once we have all these people submitting this media, once we have this, the real sense of unity that is involved there... And after I'm gone, go ahead, fucking snipe me, man. Take the head clean off. Hammer, my wife's taken care of. I know that. And there's going to be another motherfucker who's already been picked, okay, who's going to take my place. And after him, there's 10 more. And if you take out 20 of us, go ahead. You have a shattered cell movement. Go crazy. Now you have 7,000 counterculture cells all working in tandem. Go right ahead. Take a lesson from the British. It will never, ever stop. Okay? It will never, ever stop. All right? So what you got to do is you got to have this thing moving forward, and it's all about solidarity. We have to have that solidarity so that we can put these corporate assholes who've been feeding us disinformation and distracting us with all their fucking... You know, food aneurysm, you know, food disorder, eating media, teaching women to be bulimic, teaching men to be steroid-popping faggots, teach them to be all these fucking idiots, okay? And it's just wrong. Not a slight on homosexuals, okay? But our society is fucked, all right? It's all gone straight to hell in a handbasket. And I don't want to wake up one day drinking my Nike fucking milkshake filled with nothing but chemicals, yeah, singing I'm an Oscar Mayer wiener, okay? Fuck that. You have to draw the line. Yeah. And that's why cult does exist. If I die, great. But fuck, I hope cult carries on. That's all I know.
If I may speak, Bobex here, well, I'm now... pretty happy to have a server that can relay your info.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
we
and,
love it. Thank
and,
you so much.
And we love it. We love it. And it's so fucking cool. I mean, I met you in a store in an Army Surplus store, which I thought was hilarious. And now where I'm hooking up, I'm like, fuck, I know this guy, right? And it is very weird, but is it so strange? It's just like that pedophile thing, right? You know, we don't kick the shit out of pedophiles. I mean, eventually you run around the digital counterculture, you're going to run across people. Funny story, Jello Biafra. Jello Biafra, who was at the H2K conference, he's a political activist speaker, if you're not too familiar with him. Brilliant guy. Inspired myself and Samarian heavily with Rant Radio. He came up here, did a speaking gig in Seattle. We showed up in Seattle, we're like, hey, how's it going? We really respect what you're doing. Can you sign our Palm Pilot? We're part of this organization called Rant Radio and Cult. He's like, oh, hi, how's it going, guys? Great. He flies to New York, does the H2K conference, gets off the stage. Hi, how's it going? Yeah, we're part of Rant Radio and Cult. We really believe in what you're doing. James and Sean say hello. He's like, oh, okay, great. Later on, he goes to, like, Buffalo. No, he was in the middle of the United States.
Yeah.
He goes to dinner. He goes to dinner with a guy and a girl and two other friends. They sit down, and they're like, hi, we're friends of Sean Kennedy and Cole. We really believe in what you're doing. Yeah. You know?
Totally.
And it's like, he's sort of sitting there going, what the fuck is going on, man?
Have you, Sean, are you cyber-stalking?
No, I'm not cyber-stalking anybody, but the fact
just
is...
just happened to be.
I know, I'm
people there.
You know, holy shit, man, all the ants are getting pissed off, okay? You can all stand up there with your magnifying glass and fry one of them, and you can fry another one, and we'll make an example of this ant. You can make an example of an ant to the entire hive, and they don't give a shit, because they all have their purpose, right? And that's the whole viewpoint. You can't kill us all. You can't. And they could fucking smack it. Oh, we'll make an example of Napster. Go ahead, fucker. Go ahead, crucify him. We don't give a shit. Because we've got about a billion more where they came from. A 16-year-old kid from the Netherlands broke your encryption. A 16-year-old kid. Loft can shut down the entire internet in 34 fucking minutes. Okay? And you're going to talk to me about shit? You're going to say, oh, we've got the power here. Motherfucker, your destroyers are hooked into the internet, asshole. You know, you can't stop this shit. You can't stop that. You can't stop a 16-year-old kid in the Netherlands. You just because you're going to arrest him? Go ahead. Go ahead. He's a fucking celebrity now. He'll be making $200,000 a year before he's fucking 18. Go right the fuck ahead. Okay? Because now he's making the cash. But the fact is that people need to unite. They need to be unified. They need to have that solidarity and the real sense of community that can come from the digital infrastructure. That is where the true strength can lie. And once we ally into that, never mind the dogma, never mind the bullshit. You don't agree with my rants? Great. Hey, Sean, I really don't want to set up public cameras and view everything. I really don't want to do that. Okay, I really don't want to do that. But never mind all that fucking digital camera shit. Even if you don't agree with me, that's fine. But fuck, believe in something. Because if all the people across the world who could reach the message that Rant Radio is trying to preach was to believe in at least something, be enough of them who got on the same fucking side to promote a positive change. I don't give a shit if the change is what I'm saying. I want a positive change because anything's better than what the fuck we got going on now. Okay, because I promise you, nobody wants that much military spending or the prison superstructure which is being built in the United States. We don't need another China, okay? We don't need that shit. We don't need another communist bloc country. Fuck all that, okay? I want to play my Quake. I want to play my Quake free. I want to play my violent video games. I want to jerk off to net porn without worrying about my kid having to go to jail because some right-wing psycho-Christian fucker wants to put him in jail for it, okay? I want to have that freedom that is there. I want to be able to take my drugs, smoke my pot, shoot up if I want to. It's my fucking call, my body, one call, one great fucking pizza, okay? And if we can go and have that shit happen, then that is where the true freedom will lie, but everybody stays free thinking. You want to do something for cult? Read a book. Read any book. Go to the library, pick up a non-fiction fucking book and read it. Read about history. Read about politics. Read Hunter S. Thompson. Read Tom Robbins. Read fucking Still Life of the Woodpecker. Neal Stephenson. Read anything. Put knowledge into your head, because you are cult, therefore, as you get stronger, intellectually, knowledge is power, therefore, cult gets stronger. Have some motivation. You can make a difference as a person. Jesus and Hitler, one guy, okay? They were one guy. Granted, they put him up on a stick, and the other guy got burned to death and killed a whole bunch of people, but bottom line, they were one guy. One person can make the difference. There's going to be another Sean Kay down the road. I'm no big fucking deal. I'm just the guy who started this organization. Big fucking deal. I rip off the vampire role-playing game, fold it out in a counterculture movement. Away we go. We're off at the races. I can run off of the mountain and have some talent at it. But that's it. That's all there is to it. That's all I got. Okay? And what? You saying there's no one else who's got that talent? Bullshit. Jello's way better than I am. And Henry Rollins had the right idea before he turned into a fucking some weird Anthony Robbins fucking thing. Okay? I mean, he got away from the breaking shit and went into the more, you know, everybody feels good.
Believe
now.
In yourself.
Believe in yourself. Yeah, believe in yourself. But yeah. Fuck, make a difference. Okay, you want to get onto the chaos on the internet and travel? No one can travel anymore. Before, you know, you grow up, you're 18, you want to go travel. Now you can't. You have to fucking make a choice, make a decision, go on with your education, or you fucking die. You fall by the wayside. So now we're going to have all the technical geeks chewed up by the corporate machine and spit out into the infrastructure. Fuck that. Now we can travel digitally. We can get out. We can be exposed by the sea of chaos, which is the internet. That massive digital imagery, that chaos structure which floods into us, we can find ourselves in that somewhere. We can pursue what we want, pursue the directions that we want, because it is free. And as it is free, we can find definition in ourselves. This is the strength of cult, and this is the strength of ideas. That is why all information needs, not should be, needs to be free in order to ensure the freedom of the human race. And that is exactly what I'm talking about. One planet, one people, one fucking system, man. And we'll all just keep it going and working on respect and solidarity. We don't need these fucking borders and shit. People in Iraq never did fucking shit to me. I've got no problem with the Chinese people. Fuck, I think Tibetans are cool. I mean, I got guys here from Argentina and fucking Australia. Haven't met them before? No. Ever seen it? No. I don't know what a fucking alligator looks like. All right? But the fact is that we don't need to have all these governmental laws and micromanagement that just feed us our fucking pablum and keep them in ourselves. And that is why the internet needs to remain free. Sorry, I got on a tangent there.
Right on.
But, yeah. What were we talking? I had a point somewhere in there. What?
He breathed it at any point?
Oh, I just get pissed off, you know?
Actually, he breathes out of his ass. He blows up from his ass through his lungs, up through his mouth.
Actually, you know, he's a ramjet.
Six years ago,
the Army fucking blew so much smoke up my ass, I'm still exhaling it.
So that's what I want to ask.
Okay, so we're going to have to record something. That and play it back with the Chariots of Fire theme going on.
Like, here he is, 8 minutes.
There it is.
Actually, that's going to be the Pro Vigil commercial pretty soon.
Yeah. I mean, you know, goddamn. You know.
Now, there's one thing I want to ask, and this is like...
Sure.
It's very weird. This is like, you know things like in the back of your neck somewhere, and they just...
Like
every once in a while,
in
like
brain.
A splinter, yep. Like a splinter, exactly, like somewhere... Every once in a while they surface and you're like thinking, what the fuck happened with that? I want to know, what the fuck happened with the $3 trillion a year
right. That
was being spent on military fucking weapons between the 1970 whatever X and or even earlier, 1950 something, and 1989 or 90. Now they talk about their budgets and they're all going, oh yeah, we got like $3 billion here, $4 billion. What happened with the $3-4 trillion fucking dollars? Where are they? Who got it? Who is taking the fucking dough out of the poor taxpayers' fucking pocket?
Without a doubt.
Where are they putting it? Right? I want to know where that fucking shit is.
You know what
I
they can
know.
Do?
I want to know.
You know what they can do? And this is something I'm really a big fan of: is they can open source budget. Mm-hmm. You can have a website that tracks every fucking dollar the government spends. Every dollar, where it goes, comes in, prices they're paying. It's all just data.
Yep.
That's all it is. You can have an entire open source site that does that. It just tracks all the money movement, everything that flows through. And so you can see, why am I paying $200,000 for a toilet seat again?
It's your money,
who made
right?
that? Who made that toilet seat, and where's that money really going?
Should the government not be accountable for the money they're spending?
Do you want me to start listing off some names?
Yeah, no kidding.
The Rand Corporation.
Yeah.
McDonnell Douglas, Boeing. I mean, these are just some of the big names that basically got it. You don't see that all of these guys were dumping cash into tiny little projects and to other little tiny companies. In the 70s and the 80s, there were something like, just before the end of the Cold War, there was like, I think 4,000 to 5,000, I'm not making this up, 4,000 to 5,000 corporations that all they did were defense spending. And these companies, in a lot of cases, didn't make anything. They just quote-unquote researched. You need 4,000 to 5,000 companies that are just researching?
No, something wrong there.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. The Black Book projects, let's not even go down this road, because then I get into the class argument again, and I just... Let's
get into. You want to get into some gross hospital stories and tales from the street?
Sure. We're gonna do tales from the street.
Why don't we do? Can we crew up that Olympic rant of mine, and then we'll go into gross hospital?
Sure thing.
Or tales from the street. Sorry, buddy.
Tales from the street.
Right on.
No worries.
Well, I was really burned out when I got here. I guess I got excited somewhere along the way. I don't know how that happened.
So we were talking about Olympics beforehand, and
what were you going to say there, Bud?
I just got a scary bit of news about civil rights in Australia last week. In the run-up to the Olympics, the two major opposing parties, we have the Liberal and the Labor Party, joined together to pass an amendment to the Constitution last week that says that they can now employ the Army and Air Force and any other military personnel to act as police officers in the case of a civil emergency or what is... You know, if you have a civil emergency,
that's exactly what I want. I want the Australian SAS jungle troops policing the streets. Can you say using a broadsword to do surgical cuts?
Let me add to that. To be a policeman in Australia, you have to have a degree from university.
Right. Similar in Canada.
So they try and make you, and you've got to be quite
fairly educated. Yeah.
Right. That's not how it is in the States.
How
right?
do you get into the army?
No.
You don't have a job.
About LAPD
you don't have intelligence. You're just thrown into it. And now they're giving the same power. Well, what's the deal?
Yeah, and a lot of these guys, I mean, the Australian troops, I've actually had a chance to work with Australian troops. As an army, your job generally is to kill people. You go into an area and you kill everyone. You're not taught to wound. You shoot for the center of fucking mass. Okay? That's what I don't want. Like, yeah, I'll have the jungle SAS, for sure. I'd like them going in to cleanse an area of terrorists. Absolutely. Okay? But
it gets worse.
But what's that?
It gets worse.
Oh, wait for it.
The case is that everyone's, and no one seems to be complaining because the two major parties got together and did some deal. Every single little party went, what the fuck? Basically, they're now empowered to use the army in case of strikes and protests.
Oh, that's great. yeah. Yeah, not only that, but like I've worked with the Brits and the Aussies and the Brits as an army. They're really fucking nasty, nasty people. They're really fucking. They like cut fingers off and shit in bars just for kicks. They eat shit sandwiches. They stab each other for kicks. It's what these people do. Okay, I'm not.
I've seen a training book from them. It's like how to cause the most trauma.
Yeah, and they're fucking.
They show like full on, you know, movement.
Everything.
Like you stick the fingers in the guy's.
Oh yeah,
eye
these guys are just savages. I mean, they're an army, and you know, I suppose. Arguably, there's a purpose for that, but I don't think these people should be stopping.
Trained properly.
Should be stopping some 16-year-old girl, okay? Because what happens when you take a bunch of fucking paras and have them introduced to university chicks?
Link your arms around this, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Link your arms around this.
Yeah.
And these guys will gang rape chicks, no problem. It's a fucking sport to them, okay?
Well, I think we know what happened, Sean. Ireland, the black and tan.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. There's a lot of that goes on, but the trick here is to not escalate. We don't need violence, okay? We don't need violence. We just have to change our method of protest. You wave a sign, that's great. You voice your displeasure, but if you want to hurt a company, hurt them financially. Hurt them financially.
I've been saying that for years. I got kicked out of Greenpeace for that.
Oh, of course. Of course. But this is how it works. Let's spark up that rant so we can get on.
What?
Okay.
There's another story.
It's time for another rant. Get ready to listen to John Kennedy, the Colt. For more info on Colt and and Sean Kennedy email. Join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2000 Olympic Games, a celebration of corporate achievement.
What is going on with the Olympic Games this year? You can't rebroadcast it. You can't talk about it on the web. You can't do anything. You can't even have Olympics in your domain name. You can't report on it. You can't rebroadcast events that you like. We can't talk about Canadian hockey. You can't talk about American hockey. You can't even bring it up. What is up with that? Olympics is about the achievement of the athletes and their personal triumph in being the best that they can be. And it's not about Nike making the shoes for the fucking athletes. That is not what it is about. Why is that the way it is? Why does that occur? I have absolutely no idea why it is important for McDonald's to be there on every single logo that shows up with the Olympics. Why is that exactly? Why is it that my Happy Meal is showing me five little fucking golden rings that are connected? Why does that happen? You know, and you wonder why a guy goes and grabs the Olympic torch, because that's as close as he's going to be able to get to it without even being swamped with corporate fucking sponsors. It's not about the principle, it's about the money. That's what it's all about. The Olympics is not about money, it's about people and their ability. Holy shit, these people don't have a contract. And how many athletes, I mean, they think it's great that they can get product endorsement and get their names on Wheaties boxes and shit. I mean, that's cool, and maybe they can make a few bucks, but that's not the reason why they should do this. That is not the reason why they should seek to be the best that they can be. That is totally become corrupt, and now we're kept in the dark knowing these people's personal achievements because we don't make enough money from us? Hey, fuck you, man. That's wrong. I think of what we should have happen in Australia is we should have people just talk about it. Whatever. If you find information, put it up on your page. Anybody who gets information about the Olympics, email SeanK@thecult.org. And I'll put it up on the cult site because I don't care. That's bullshit. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Welcome to a state where the politics are hate. Shout loud in the crowd, watch the fishes all down. Raging tide on the rivers of blood. If the answer isn't violence, neither is the silence. It thinks it's better than pollution. Drop an amp on the back that we're all outside. Take it to a power of 10. And not for the first time, it's happening again.
Squeegee, it's running medic's tails from the street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Ronan Medic's time once more for Tales from the Street. Now, originally I was planning a little story I ripped off a title for, which is Beautiful Stories for Ugly Children, Volume 1, but it seems as though between what I've seen over the last week and the discussion going on in here, I just wanted to bounce a few ideas off of the people off the net and possibly in the room, but I just wanted to go on for a few minutes here, if I could just have the mic.
Sure. Medic? Sure, go ahead. So what's on your mind, man?
It's your turn to talk.
Absolutely. Well, I was thinking the other day, you know, in retrospect to my job and scraping people off the streets and pulling people and burning and babies out of burning buildings.
For those who don't know, Rona Medic is actually a trained paramedic.
And, you know,
and an ex-fireman.
And an ex-fireman and a fill in the blank.
And a
and a knife wielder.
And a knife wielder and see previous stories, yes. But what I'm trying to get at is, in a lot of in retrospect, when I was growing up and still seeing it being pushed, is whatever happened to this grandiose thing called the American Dream? I'll be honest. First off, I was a little bit ticked off that, you know, they decided to call it the American Dream. Well, if anyone has ever actually heard it, it's like, well, damn, that sounds pretty damn sweet. But looking at it this way, you know, you start off, if I remember the dream correctly, you're in your backyard. You see this beautiful open blue sky, some white fluffy clouds. You look up, you see linen hanging off the line. You have a little picket fence and your perfect little pink house. You go out to the front yard, there's your oak tree. Of course, a little pink house.
Does my house have to be pink?
No interrupting.
No interrupting.
The American Dream.
No interrupting. Absolutely.
A little house of undisclosed but very pleasant color.
Thank you. Well, thank you. You get outside, there's your oak tree with your little tire swing. You look over beside you, there's Peggy Sue, the girl next door. You wave to her, and she gives you
Fucking pies and shit.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you walk in the door, there's Dad, he walks in. Hi, son, how are you? And, oh, things are great, Dad. He pats you on the head, you go inside, you have your big beef meal with your fresh potatoes and gravy, and you can smell the apple pie that Mom spent all day slaving. You know, you go out with your best friend in his new
convertible. Not because she's a lesser person, because she chose to.
Hey, no interrupting.
Sorry.
Yes, thank you. You get on your best friend's convertible, which he just happened to get with his new job. You go to the malt shop. You hang with all your friends. I don't know about you, but I didn't have that.
Nobody had that. That's you know, a lie.
Like, what the fuck is the deal? Why are still a lot of people, I wouldn't say clinging on to it or preaching it? If you look on television, you know, nothing personal. My dad wasn't Ward Cleaver. He was pretty far from it, actually.
I think he was in a ward, though, at one point.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a different type of ward.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Am I alone in that? Am I really looking at this? Am I getting the full picture? Like, I was effectively raised by television in a lot of respects. I was a latchkey kid. I came home. Parents were at work, in theory. Mom was around... doing things with law enforcement officers in the back rooms while Dad was going psychotic, didn't know what religion he was from day to day. No insult, Matt. It's just, this is the environment I came up in.
That's a fact. I was there. Yeah.
And I'm looking at this, and I'm seeing all these other people that are in the same boat in a lot of respects. I mean, 20 years ago, was it really that bad? 40 years ago, was it that bad? What's going on? I mean... is it really up to the parents who, and for whatever logic, decide to go on with their lives and realize that, you know, you have a child. Spend time with that child. Like, raise your children. Don't leave it to television. Like, is it such a hard concept? Like, the lies that come up, it really makes you second guess. It really makes you wonder, what are people thinking? If you're not ready to have a child, then don't. Like, did you really need to sit on them in order to, like, get that feeling going? What's going on here? Like, I don't understand.
I think I see where you're going with this. You're talking about the whole, I mean, the American dream running and the lie that we were all fed. And everybody wondering, you know, because you turned around, remember the Cosby Show? Mm-hmm. Everybody turned on the Cosby Show.
Oh, everyone loved the fucking Cosby Show.
I just turned it on in the beginning because I remember him from his old albums, and he used to be funny.
Well, yeah.
I'm the last person in the world who remembers that Bill Cosby at one time was funny, but that's besides the point.
Like, we won't even get to the issue of the sweater leeching his humor, but when Cosby, a humor king, effectively becomes incorporated into society or into political correctness television.
Jell-O.
Jell-O. If it's, and you have to chase it down with a Coke, too.
Yeah.
I think I got something to add, definitely.
Okay. But you're looking at from this perspective, I'm just one kid, pissed off, looking at this going, fuck, you know, I was lied to. I'm looking at this, and now that I'm actually getting out and seeing more of the world, traveling around, seeing parts of America, seeing parts of Canada, and exposing myself to a whole new culture shock to myself anyways on the internet, I'm not alone. You're wondering why a group like Cult or the likes has such a chance, has such a strong following. People are looking to see past the lie and believe in something that they can honestly believe in. I mean, not just, well, you know, I saw it on television, so it must be true. I mean, they're looking... for more. They're looking for more substance, more real, more human contact. And it's really sad, no disrespect meant to the internet, that you have to reach out to the internet for that same affection, for that same contact that you've been craving for years because you never got it either while growing up or you never got it from television.
Well, at least they have that.
No, and this is what I'm getting at.
This is true.
And this is what I'm getting at. If it wasn't for the internet now, which is, in a lot of respects, giving people an outlet... and, you know, certain groups getting together and forming an outlet, I wouldn't want to think where this world is really going.
No shit.
Like, I go out there every other day. I'm pulling people out of cars. I'm scraping people off I-beams. I don't exactly see the most pleasant part of the human society. And I've been there, and I've seen way too much of it in a lot of respects. And it drives me insane that I bust my ass, put my ass on the line on a regular fucking basis, and these people have no fucking concept of what's going on. They're too wrapped up in their Gap clothes. There's some kid pinned between a car and a fucking lamppost, and they're wondering, well, excuse me, but I have a meeting to make. Excuse me? Whatever happened to fucking human sympathy?
There you go.
Yeah,
what the fuck happened? Like, is the world so fucking corporate and so fucking wrapped up in itself that it can't see the individual anymore? You know, like, Ma and Pa Bucket went to their jobs for 25 years. They were looked after by the company because there used to be something called respect, something called human contact, when you could approach your boss and you weren't more than a fucking number. But it's gone past that. It's out of fucking control. I'm just a number to my company. I know this. And a lot of other people are. How much more can people take till they realize, what the hell's going on? Are we so indoctrinated? Are we so brainwashed to realize what the hell's going on? Like, how can, you know, what do I do this for? I do this for the little girl who has the chance to say goodbye to her grandfather for one last time. I do this for the mom whose two kids were trapped in the burning building, and they get to see the reunite, the concern, the tears well up, and the thank
you. The humanity of it.
The humanity of it. And I think somewhere along the way, it got lost. And this is why little things like this, like Cult, why is a guy who's not even remotely tied to the internet, hell, I'm still learning just a little bit about computers, hell, point and click's still pretty fancy to me, but why can I stand behind something like this? Because it's people. I mean, I got onto the IRC for the first time.
I wish you called it the IRC and not the MIRC.
True. I got onto the IRC for the first time, and I got a really warm welcome. I mean, it was like, wow. It's like people...
Community.
Like being communicative or communicating with each other. There's something so simple as hello. Got lost something along the way, and I think that's just really fucking sad.
I think that's well said, buddy. Well, what did you want to add on to that there?
I got some very interesting
please do.
Way of explaining this by example.
Sure.
I'm a kid who basically lived the American dream, even though if it was South America, not North America.
Oh, so be it, right?
No, it's the
dream. But it is exactly what you described, right? It is exactly what you described. I had the most awesome childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I did the most gruesome things to my parents, the most incredibly bad things, broke all my body 6 times in pieces, everything, almost made them broke, right? And they never stopped smiling, ever, at me. They never actually stopped caring for me. And I understand that. The only way I can understand that is sacrifice. Children equals sacrifice. Nobody in America or in Japan or fucking, I don't know where, understands that shit. Nobody.
That's right.
They create their children just because, I don't know. I want to pop another one today. I don't give a shit, you know?
Oops, forgot to tarp that one at New Year's.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here comes another tax write-off. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Let's get somebody who can maintain me when I get old.
Little kids are having, like, 14-year-old girls now. It's quite common. They want to have a baby. Why? They want something that loves them because nobody else does.
Exactly. Get a dog.
What I'm trying to say
is the following. There is one thing, for example, in America, I don't know if it's true in Canada, but that I really fucking hate, which is a counselor has more legal power than the parents over a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, no shit.
That simple little stupid fucking motherfucking law, whoever made it should be fucking axed, should be sent to the sun.
Yeah,
right. With a rocket or with a fucking motorcycle, I don't give a shit.
That's a really full rocket you got, by the way.
There you go. There is psycho parents. There is fucking psycho motherfuckers who beat their children.
Yeah.
Okay, then it should be sent to the sun too. Right?
Okay.
What I'm saying is that if we actually concentrated, all right, and not on the fake parenthood things that, you know, you see all these idiot, stupid, whatever, menopausic bitches appear on TV and they go like, you gotta do this and that and this and that and yeah.
The Martha Stewart's
of the world.
They're
selling their fucking time. Shut the fuck up. Do something. The
what I'm trying to say is the following, is that if we actually concentrated and displayed one single message on TV every day that says children equals sacrifice.
Yep.
When you have a fucking child, be ready to sacrifice your fucking life.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. See, it's over for your life when the minute you had a child.
That's right.
My parents understood that. I don't know if they were old school. They were fucking... We come from fucking 1,200-year-old families, so maybe they had some fucking books there that said some shit like that. So, anyway, they understood that shit. And I didn't see... Check this out. I didn't take any alcohol or no drugs until I was about 21 years old. And I never took drugs since then either.
Yeah.
I only took alcohol. I drink like a fish. That's about it.
That's fair.
Right? Which is what killed my father. But anyway, I never saw the reality of their affair, how sad it was, or how bad in bad conditions it was maybe, right, until I was about that age, 21, 22 years old, when I could say fucking no for myself.
That's right.
They actually did a fucking good job, and I want to say to my father who's up there somewhere, fucking thank you.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Because people need to understand that children are more than just a lifestyle. Children are, I mean...
They're fun to accessorize. Get two.
You know, it completely lost its point. Uncle Dak had an interesting scenario of parenthood on the Loser Cruiser, which is a nice segue into this. This is a great story.
I'll do a real quick Loser Cruiser, then I'll do my gross hospital story.
Sure. We got a cue to play. You got a cue for my Loser Cruiser?
No. I've made that other thing.
No, I got that smokehouse thing, but that's okay. We'll do the Loser Cruiser.
I ride the bus, and as everyone knows, I have had it. I've had it up to fucking here. I've decided, and I'll be completely honest about that, I am openly, when I'm on transit, I am openly now a vigilante. No, I'm serious.
He dons his cape and rides the bus.
No.
He's belligerent, man.
I mean, you can make jokes about it, but I don't care anymore. I refuse to accept discourtesy.
Yeah.
I refuse to accept somebody else interfering.
Just an ignorant fuck.
Being ignorant assholes. Yeah. I will step in and I will do something about it.
And I don't want to hear any more about your stupid fucking cats either.
Exactly. So I get on the bus. I'm on the SkyTrain. When I get on, I do what I like to call a little threat assessment. And that's not, I'll be honest. I do. I look at everybody and I think, how am I going to have to handle this person? Mm-hmm. I honestly do. I look at the person and I see,
well,
is that person...
The shit that you see on the SkyTrain, I'm not surprised.
Wow. I looked around and I'd like to give you, there was like, Nobody, large group of underage, underdressed girls. In the very back, there was a large man.
This guy
was like my size, about 6'3". He was a V.
A giant living V.
His shoulders were like out to here. He had the narrow waist.
Yeah.
He had muscles on his muscles. He had absolutely no hair. He had a large, giant, broom-handled mustache.
So this is the
Anton LaVey version?
Yeah, the Anton LaVey large version with Kung Fu Grip.
Yeah, exactly. So I looked at him and I thought, okay, if I have to handle the guy, what I'll do is I'll kick him as hard as I can, shattering his knee and my leg, because I'm pretty sure I can crawl away faster, scared, than he can angry. This is about the only thing I could do with him. So
this fucker's monster.
Yes. So I go over and I sit down. There should be no problem. Next station. Small Oriental kid gets on the SkyTrain.
Okay, and these are one of these little gangbanger types.
Yeah, the one that are basically dressed like, you know, they're like they've spent at least, you know, 80 years in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Right? And probably maybe, you know, about 15 years old and, you know, thinks...
A living mouth, right.
Yeah, a living mouth. That's the word for it.
Right.
So now he sees the group of underage, underdressed girls, and he decides to go over and talk to them. Now... Okay, I can see that. But this is how he starts the conversation. Hi, where you bitches going tonight?
That's a good pickup line.
Yeah, I was amazed by, I'm like, ooh, his charm school graduate.
Well, I got a hard on.
Flowing.
Before he had a chance to say too much, and I'm thinking, oh, great, I'm going to have to smack somebody. That was honestly what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, I'm going to have to smack somebody. It's been at least 2 weeks. About time somebody...
It's due.
Somebody's
got to... God has sent me this small child for me to smite.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm about to step up. I'm about to intervene. When all of a sudden, Baldzilla stands up.
Right.
Baldzilla steps over, leans into the kid's face, and says... that one's my daughter, they're her friends, go away. Now, I thought that was pretty clear.
Now the nice thing here is that you know that he's killed people.
Yeah.
Because anybody who's ever seen a real bat, like the guys who are like, motherfucker, I'll cut your head off, I'll shit on your mouth, I'll do it. They're not real badasses.
No.
The real badasses are like, listen, man, I know what you're trying to do here. Just go the fuck away.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very nice about it, too.
Also, odds are 20-1 that he had no relation to any of those girls in the crowd.
I know, actually, that's a good possibility, but the girls seemed to be looking at him like it wasn't a sense of surprise when one of them said, this is my thing, and he just basically went, I'm just trying to talk to these girls here.
People unclear of the content. Excuse me. This guy's jaw weighs more than you do.
Yeah.
You will exit the sky train.
So he did. He did. He borrowed one from my book. Now, I've done this. I've had to do this to people. He said the exact thing he said again.
Yeah.
This one. You obviously didn't hear. I'll try it again. This one is my daughter. These are her friends. Go away. Now, at this point, I'm thinking, okay, he's got to have gotten it now. But no, he decides to pull out the race card. Oh, if I was white, you wouldn't mind if I talked to your daughters? He shakes his head. Shakes his head, and he goes, go away.
This is like the third final warning.
Yeah, and his voice said, go away or die. I mean, it was unsaid, but...
If you do not go away, I will kill you. Yeah.
So at which point he goes over, sits down, grumbles. And a part that I love is he gets off at his stop. And what does he have to do as the doors are closing?
He swears at him.
He has to swear at him.
Uh-huh.
He has to swear at him. Because you can see it's like, you know, he's got to prove that he's really a man, you know?
Yeah, somewhere in the way. And
a little
whip at
that time. So that was it. That was the closest I had to a Loser Cruiser story.
That's so, at least it's good, though, that there are at least some decent people left. But that's so true, though. That's so true. Guys are out there, you know, and they're always got the big mouth on, I'll kick your ass, I'll do all that shit. I'll fucking stomp your guts out.
Those are the ones you do not have to worry about.
You don't have to worry about it. You worry about the old dog who's sitting in the corner, who's got the really, really faded tattoos. You can't really tell what they are anymore.
Black,
he's got all
smudge.
These fucking scars and shit.
And the guy sitting beside him is Christopher Walken going, don't fuck with me.
and he kind of walks over and goes, listen, son, you know, I've seen people like you and I've watched them die. You're a good kid. I was just like you, okay? But if you come near my daughter again, I'm going to pull your ass up over your head. It's not anything personal. And he's being really cordial.
He was being
very cordial. It's like the two knights sitting on the battlefield, and you know the one guy's horribly outgunned, and he says, listen, man, I'm going to fucking glue you to a wall, okay, with your own hair paste, unless you fucking, like, you know, fuck off here, okay? Go live a little, get fucked at least 3 or 4 times so that you can have your little cherry popped before I kill you, all right, and you can die with a good life,
yeah.
As opposed to this bullshit you're trying to live right now.
Because
anybody who's ever seen real violence really does not want to promote it in any sort of way.
No. Now, here's my gross hospital story.
Okay, well, spark up.
Okay, want to do that smokehouse thing first?
Okay, we'll do the smokehouse thing.
Okay.
Smokehouse got really annoyed with something I said. He misinterpreted that I was calling him a loser.
Uh-huh.
I was not. I was just like I said, I was making a joke about all of this.
Yep.
Okay.
So in retrospect, he got back at that.
And he got his mastery of audio.
He got upset, and he basically went.
Well, he wasn't really upset. He was throwing fun back.
You ever heard rap albums? They go back and forth, and they diss each other.
Yeah, like Eminem and Insane Clown Posse.
It's
the same idea.
Though the one thing is, I don't think Eminem could take Insane Clown Posse. They'd kill him and eat his body and hide the remains. Okay.
Probably. I'd like to see that in the Octagon. But this is. Now, this isn't, bear in mind, we've got to say, this is all in good fun.
It's all cool. They're fine.
They're laughing about it.
I laughed my ass off.
So this isn't going to be like an ongoing thing. This is not infighting. It's none of that shit.
Yes, I just wanted to play this because it's done so well.
Yeah.
Because Smokehouse is really good at making
promos
and stuff.
Yeah, he's good at the audio thing.
So this is the original quote from the show that started this.
The Big War.
The Big War.
So you can judge for yourself, and then we have the rebuttal.
And then gross hospital stories.
I got to leave. I didn't sign up for Jerry Springer.
There it is on Rant Radio.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Robin Nixter.
Hey, Robin Mr. Nixter.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good, buddy. Doing awesome.
What do you think of the show tonight?
I'm not even listening because I'm on the way back from Minnesota. I'm dropping my sister off at college.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get Prophet Lucid Zero to tape it for me, so hopefully I'll hear it.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, this is the second week I've missed it, and I'm getting kind of, you know, depressed.
Withdrawal.
So I need my what the hell.
Well, where are you right now in the world?
Watertown, South Dakota.
I see. And you're missing the What the Hell show, and you feel bad about it.
Yes.
But you're getting people taping it?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a request to anybody who is taping this. I believe Smokehouse is probably taping it, too.
Smokehouse is rabid. He tapes it. So if at worst you can wait 3 months and you'll get it from me, or you can get it from Smokehouse tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
You know, I don't know what's sadder, the fact that Smokehouse has...
Say what the hell.
He can't hear you on the phone.
And I was just going to say, I don't know what's sadder, that Smokehouse has no life or that we're Smokehouse's life. I really can't.
Smokehouse is the shit.
I know. Awesome. I'm just saying, anybody who worships us has got to have some damage.
Just in reference to what you said, Doc, you know, really, you can't call 3 hours on Sunday a life.
Yeah.
You know? Otherwise, this is our entire life, if you're saying that's his entire life.
Good point.
Right?
Okay.
Well, what are you doing here? You actually show up to the show.
The moral of the following story is a Luddite should never cross a man who can change reality with the click of a mouse.
Smokehouse here, sitting with Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, and Uncle Dak. Hey, Dak, what's new?
Your Uncle Jack has got a new job, taking it up the ass from a dog.
And you're being paid how much to do this?
I'm being paid $8 an hour.
$8 an hour, huh? What's that amount to in real money?
$2.50 American, depending on how you want to, you know, $2.50 American.
And let me ask you a question, Dak. That seems like a pretty tough way to fill a day. How long does each little episode with the dog last?
Inside of 5 seconds. Splash, blam, cold white, bam, wipe down.
What do you say to that? Fuck me! That's fucking great! What the fuck, man? That's kind of a strange hobby, man. What got you into that?
My mom, when I was, like, real, real young, she used to make me kneel.
Okay, man, that's enough of that. Besides beating up on people smaller than you to feel better about yourself and having sex with dogs, what else do you do?
I helmet heads.
How much do you pay her to hang out with you?
$12 an hour to do this.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You make $8 an hour to have sex with a dog, and then you go out and spend $12 an hour on a retarded hooker, and I have no life. But hey, man, that's cool. I mean, after all, the secret to life is happiness, and as long as you're happy, that's fine. And just to show no hard feelings, I got a present for you. Hey, look at that. Go to it, man. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm hard.
It's official. I'm never going to sleep again.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross, 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 gross,
like the weird
stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Dak has a great sense of humor.
Now before I get into my gross hospital
before
story.
Before we do anything else, I want to say, okay, Dak has got fucking uber humor. Okay, because just about everyone in the IRC, I guarantee you, was going, holy fuck.
No, I was actually amused by the whole thing. The only part, when I heard my mom, I didn't know where he was going to go with it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, if he goes too far, I will fuck up the state he's in.
Burn it to the ground just to make sure.
I don't care. You do not touch my mom, okay? I mean, it's like...
You banging on my mom.
It's like anything else. You want to, like, beat on me, go ahead. I mean, I'm big. I can take it. I've heard worse from, like, you know, friends, okay?
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, they're friends at a distance. It's pretty hard to say that shit when you got, you know, 300 pounds of Dak. But let's
leave that alone. And speaking about 300 pounds, okay, here we go.
Gross hospital stories.
Gross hospital stories. Now, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but
I know.
I spent 5 years.
How long?
5 years. Working at a hospital. And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. Now, I've always talked about things that kind of happened to me. Well, tonight I'm going to mention my two partners. Well, actually, I'm going to mention one of them tonight. Now, some of you have heard that about Trevor Burns because he passed away last year.
That's right.
Right.
Which in a very fucked situation, which I'll go into sometime later. But right now, I'm going to talk about my other partner, the guy who never really gets mentioned but should. The guy's name is Rick Smith. He was about 300 pounds. He was... No. He's an ex-biker from Santa Rosa, California, before he came up. He left California to, and I quote this, get away from the life, because he just was tired of all of it.
So this is one of the old dog type people.
Yes, yes. So he came up here and he retired to Canada.
Got a nice place to go. A lot of bikers come up here to retire.
He got himself a job working as a guard in the hospital.
Nice.
Now the first time me and Rick saw each other, it was like two big dogs when you put them into the same junkyard together.
Right.
They're going to figure out who's top dog. After about a week of having to like deal with other people, it didn't matter to us, and we became
it's just like, you better team up or fucking it's all over.
Yeah, so the two of us became very good friends. Now, we had been there about maybe 6 months at this point, and we had our first what I like to call gone boy. This kid apparently had come in and dealt with Andrew when Andrew used to work at the hospital.
He's actually called Centaur as well.
Centaur? Okay. Well, Nomad Centaur used to be a guard there at the same hospital that I worked at. And this kid came in strung out on drugs claiming to be Satan.
I love that. Yeah.
So creative.
Everyone's so ego.
Exactly.
Everybody's either Jesus or Satan.
There no demons, no fucking Asmodee, no Baal, no Lord
right
of Hell.
Right up there.
Gotta be Satan. You know,
gotta be the top, because, you know. It's
say
the,
eight.
Hey, look,
say
they
nine. Say ten.
They okay. just haven't read enough to know anyone else to be. They have to be Satan, because they don't know any other demons.
Worry about the ones actually spouting demon names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some guy comes in spouting Latin. In fact, that's not that. Well, Buck. Oh, look at that.
I'm sorry.
His whole fucking head came off.
Scared me.
what happened? All his head spun around. He spit flame. I had to kill him. I had to kill him. Yeah.
So, anyhow, this is the last time he came in. This time he comes in, he is just, he's in a fighting mood. So
okay.
So we managed to get a hand on this kid.
Let's talk about size here for a minute. Let's talk about height, weight.
Okay, the kid is probably about 5'10", but he's in great shape. We're talking muscles, okay?
Oh, okay.
He's really big. What I like to call beef fed, okay?
Okay.
So this kid is in good shape, but he is strung out. So,
which makes him about 15 times as strong.
So two cops and the two of us managed to toss this kid into what we call our quiet room.
Right.
Quiet room is a room where there is no objects that he can hang himself from, no objects that he can really bash his brains out on. There is nothing
Damn.
In there, but we put a mattress in there, and we let them calm down. So we managed to get the kid in there. We gave him a shot of sedatives. They're Ativan and Haldol.
That's got to be pretty good to fucking hold this guy down to get a needle into him.
Oh, yeah. No. You got to lay on top of him, make sure he doesn't move. Then the nurse gives him an IM. It's an intramuscular. It's a shot in either the gluteus or in the upper arm.
Okay, so
the side of the arm.
Yeah.
Right.
So we held him down. We got him in there. We leave. Now, we're standing there watching him through the windows. The kid continues to start pounding on the door. Now, this is a reinforced steel door set into concrete.
Ah, so it's not a weak door.
Not a weak door. Well, he starts pounding. As he starts to succumb to the sedatives, he shakes it off by making himself angry, get himself enough adrenaline to keep going.
Wow.
So 3 hours later, it's time for he hasn't gone out yet, and it's time for another injection. So
I got an injection for him.
So now I'm at this point asking the staff, is there any reason why we can't use one of those elephant dart guns?
And I got about a 156 grain injection for that fucker.
So we managed to open the door. Toss a blanket over top of him. I wrap myself around his head. The other staff basically get the arms.
His head. And I am Desmodius the Turban.
And flam! We get him down on the ground. Give him another IM. Walk back out of the room. Get everybody out before he goes berserk. I'm like the last one out the door.
Go!
No. He came out and came up fighting. We barely got the door shut. Yes. So...
Wow, that's a guy with some conviction.
Here we go. 3 hours later.
Of illusions.
3 hours later, he's still going.
At this point, you're going, maybe he is Satan.
No, he's not claiming to be Satan.
Does anyone know where Satan is right now? He could be him.
So
it's been 6 hours. We
put
him up
for 6 hours, this kid has been slamming against our reinforced steel door.
Wow.
And he's
awesome.
He's now broken the lock. So the door is starting to bend.
Well, that's it. I'm getting the gun.
Wow.
So we're now, at this point, we're leaning against the door.
Fuck
there
that.
Are
I'm
four security guards holding the door. So this kid can't get out. We've called for the cops because we're going to tie him to a bed. But there's no way we're going to do it quite as easily as we did it last time because he wasn't expecting us to come in when we threw the blanket on top of him.
Now he's ready.
Now he's ready.
So kicking or
Yeah, he's throwing his body into the door, and now the door has broken.
Now that the door is broken. So now Rick is up against the door jamb. He's holding the door. I'm leaning against the door. We've got two other guards. One guy who's in my size class but not quite weight, and Trevor Burns, who only weighs like 90 pounds but was 90 pounds of mean. And that's another story. So
yeah,
now,
and he was a good fucker.
So the four of us are holding the door. The cops cannot come. They're going to be 30 minutes.
That's okay.
The door is not going to last 30 minutes.
Hold until relieved.
Yeah, exactly. So at that point, this guy gets going, and now he's like running from the back wall, slamming to the point that he splits his skull open and is leaving a smear of blood on the glass.
I love that shit.
Oh, man.
That's just perfect.
At that point, the lock pops.
Oh, yeah.
And the door slips open for a second. But wait, there's all our weight on it. So when the door slams back shut, Rick's pinky is in the door. So he screams.
Uh-huh.
So at which point we open the door, the kid makes a break for it. I don't really know what happens because they get Rick out of there.
Yeah.
I jump on top of the kid. He gets in a couple of really good shots on me. Trevor and Brian, who's the other guard, manage to get a hold of his arms. We lay on top of him. We hold them for about 5 minutes until the cops show up, at which point we get them tied to a bed. Now I go and take a look at Rick. They took him off and immediately started treating him.
Yeah.
His pinky had been shattered. It wasn't just squished. The
bone
that runs the length of it had broken into shards and had stuck through the skin in multiple places.
Fuck yeah.
Just like that.
Something like it, yeah. So... Rick,
I bet that felt great.
Oh,
I bet you're just sitting there going, wow, this is a whole new dimension of pain.
So that was Rick. Rick was the only guard who took a serious injury in the fact that, oh, by the way, our company was so upset over this whole thing happening that they wanted to make sure that Rick could come back tonight, the next night, after they've cast the finger. Because you don't really need your pinky for any of this job. Couldn't you please come in for the evening?
How about you want to fuck a wolf? Well, I call bullshit. He's not the only guy who's been seriously injured. What about that time you had that crazy, super huge Indian bitch who kicked you directly in the eye?
No, that wasn't a huge Indian bitch. The person who kicked me in the eye was a 70-year-old woman. The only injury the whole time I was there I got was from a little old lady.
Who kicked you in the eye?
We're trying to carry her down from the psych ward to the lockup.
Don't fuck with the crazy old ladies. Now, bear in mind, they got to carry a 70-year-old crazy old bitch down from the psych ward to the lockup. She was already in the psych ward.
Yeah, she is.
So this
she
bitch just, is going muy loco in the cabeza.
She just flipped out. She wanted to leave for the weekend. Her husband promised he would pick her up. She couldn't go. He said some accident, some injury happened. He could not leave. She did not take no for an answer.
So she
flipped out. We had lockup was all filled down at the psych ward. We have two lockups down at the psych ward. We couldn't do anything about it. So we had to take her down to the emergency. So as we're carrying her down, the nurse who's holding on to the middle of her bathrobe slipped. Now, I have her legs tucked under my arm, and I've got him a hold of this. My partner, Trevor, has her arms and is carrying the front of her, and I did not want the old lady to hurt her back. So I kind of let go so I could put a hand underneath the small of her back.
She used this
opportunity to yank her foot out and kick me right in the eye with the heel of her foot.
So it's like giving me a stomp in the eye.
Giving me the worst in the fact that I have been beaten up every week when I was growing up in New York.
Being a white kid in Brooklyn will do that.
Being the only white kid in your school.
The only white kid in my high school got me that. Being the thing is, I have like fought somebody who went on to become a professional sumo wrestler in Canada.
Okay.
I have never had a black eye quite as bad as this one. She chipped the orbit of my eye, giving me a tiny little fracture in the corner of the
fucking smack! Now the question here is: this is the part I love. How hard is hard? Did you let go of her leg?
No.
So you get fucking rocked. The whole head snaps back. You got the whiplash. You're like, oh, cocksucker! Ow!
Your leg, man.
And then you pin the leg.
No, I managed to get the leg back under the arm and managed to get it back down to the thing. And by the time I had walked the rest of the length of the hallway, the eye had swollen shut.
And the other guys are like, if you can imagine that, you got your legs, okay? And the buddy takes, like, stick your leg straight out, and you got some guy holding it, okay? That's a lot of fucking room to wind up, especially when you're writhing. You just take it from back here, and you fucking smoke somebody in the eye, man. I'd break your fucking neck, man. Like, smack! Like,
Perfect. Right with the heel.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now.
I mean, that's about, talk about complete kinetic transfer. Thankfully, it was a little old lady. You'd have had, like, some fucking 25-year-old, like, if Satan had done that, your whole fucking head would have come off.
Yeah, I know. I have no
spin. Oh, neck broken. Thud. There goes Dez.
I know. I have no doubt in my mind that I was lucky.
I remember that because I saw him, and his whole fucking head turned black.
Yeah.
It was just
the side of my head was black.
Brutal. I looked at him. I said, holy fuck.
It's quite a
what
kick.
Happened to you? And he's like, a little old lady kicked me.
you got to quote Kurt Russell in Big Trouble in Little China. Take your best shot. I can take it.
Like, that was just, wow. Yeah, I remember that hit because I've never seen Dak really hurt. This is the guy who called me when 10 Vietnamese guys jumped him and was giggling because he was happy about it. You know?
I remember that. Yeah. All those poor kids.
Yeah, poor kids. Yeah. But, I mean, when you saw Dak, I'm like, holy. It looked like, seriously, it looked like somebody walked up to him with a bat and smacked him in the side of the head with it.
Whoa. I've been hit in the head with a bat and they didn't leave that big a mark.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who's ever seen really serious ass eye trauma from a fucking, trauma blow. Oh, man, it was rank, and Dak's got a big head. What do you got?
We're going to open up the phone lines for the last 5 minutes
of
the show.
For the last 5 minutes of the show.
Well, it's been pretty packed. Everyone's
it's been a good show.
Talk, which all right. is good.
What do we got? Phone lines are open.
Welcome. 1-877-727-9728,
baby. Welcome. All right, you can phone in now. Phone lines are open. I know people were trying to phone in before.
So go ahead, call in. We weren't bullshitting about Skip, by the way.
Yeah,
just didn't
he could phone in any show.
Sorry, people who are in jail have priority.
Just a little bit.
It's kind of one of those rules here.
All right, radio. We got a caller. Who's online?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Mr. Echo.
Hey, Mr. Echo.
How you doing, buddy? What's up?
I wish this is like really amazing. Quick dial.
No kidding.
So, what do you want to say, Bud?
The new script is up. It kicks ass. One little flaw in it. No big deal. Anyways, I worked my fucking ass off on this thing. Please check it out, download it. There's two sites up. My site's down right now because, basically it crashed too.
Just like Sean's.
Yeah, I'm doing kind of like the same thing.
Okay, well, it's in the IRC. People can...
And his scripts are super, super duper fucking cool, man. Check them out.
Yeah, they throw Dr. Peppers to each other, pangs and all that.
Oh, yeah, it rocks hard. It's nonstop. Okay, so say what the hell, brother.
What the hell?
All right.
Okay, so...
Highlights like clan names and stuff.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's very...
Yeah,
very cool.
The airflow is not too cool in here tonight. It's,
yeah.
We tried something different. And
well, actually, I used to have it running another way, so...
I think we'll go back to that way.
Yeah, I think I'll change that now while we're doing calling.
Sure. Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
Gloom Bunny.
Hey.
Hi, Gloom Bunny.
Hey. I wanted to tell you guys that I wrote an article to a Java magazine out here about you guys.
Oh, yeah? What'd they say?
I don't know. I sent it into their if you find something cool, write an article about it section. And I also did a couple of editorials for the newspaper. I don't know if any of them are going to be printed yet.
Well, if any are printed, send them to us, scan them in, or do whatever you can.
If they get printed, dude, I'm going to mail them to you.
Oh, for sure.
And guess what? I'm getting late tonight.
Very cool.
Thank you, Gloom Bunny, for sharing.
Sorry, I had to say that. It's been so long.
Is it Lieutenant Major Zombie?
June!
June? Oh, okay. danger. June it's been, huh?
Yeah.
Well, a long time coming, then.
So, yeah. Well, this guy's like a big, scary Pima Indian. He's full-blooded Pima Indian.
Well, good for you.
Scary, dude. It's great.
Gloom Bunny, never, never, ever share with me again.
So it's going to be a good night for you. It's like, what the hell, and then you go get laid, right?
All right, cool.
All right. So, well, that's a good night for her.
Is it just me, or was she in our female demographic, if you know what I'm talking about?
Our female demographic is the 14-year-old drunk female.
Yep, and she's right in there. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto!
My favorite name on the internet.
Problem with dialing your number, and I called some crappy hotline. It sounded like the chick that gave me the phone number. Anyways, I missed a bunch of weeks, and I'm calling.
Oh, no, but you made it through.
You did, though.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're still here.
Did you have anything you want to talk about? Was it just like Poison Cheeto was present?
Yeah.
Okay, you've stood up, and we're counted.
You are counted. Poison Cheeto is present. All live in fear. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on. Okay.
Doesn't he sound like Lieutenant Major Zombie?
That's an unkind thing to say.
No, it's not. Lieutenant Major Zombie is an example of modern Rant Radio science in action. When Lieutenant Major Zombie first began listening to the show, he could barely read and write. Now he can read and write and think.
Maybe at the same time. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this? It's the silent treatment. Are you one of my ex-girlfriends?
Hey, it's Babsy May.
Hey, Babsy May. How
are
you doing?
Babsy May. You're not one of Sim's ex-girlfriends. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. I just wanted to call in to let you know that I've been working on a Neoplanet skin for Cult.
Hey, which?
A Neoplanet.
Maybe you can explain what Neoplanet is. I don't even know what it is.
Neoplanet's a web browser, and they have where you can create skins kind of like Winamp.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
And so more or less kind of like a Cult browser type theme thing.
Very, very cool.
And I've gotten a lot of help from Gargoyle Josh K.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that possibly like around Friday it'll be ready for everybody to have.
Hey, great. If you can get it out before Friday, what I'll do is I'll flog the death out of it in Brainwashing 11.
Cool. So we're going to be working on this tomorrow, like busting ass completely on it. So
what's the update on Skip there? He didn't seem to make it through.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. He said earlier he was going to try to call in.
Being in jail is kind of limiting, though, so we understand.
Yeah, there's no court date or anything. He got two books from Cenobite Firefly, and he said thanks a lot for that. And he wants to say thanks to everybody for, like, all the support and everything.
Just to bring people up to snuff, Cenobite Skip Radio, who represented us at the H2K conference in New York, is currently being held on bullshit charges because somebody thinks he looked at a picture of an underage person on a university server and nobody has evidence.
Witch.
Scream witch much? But anyway, that's all fine. And impersonating a police officer for pulling a guy over who was horribly drunk in a snowstorm. Oh, my God. Get this man off the streets. And he's now serving jail time for it. And because
undetermined amount of time.
Yeah,
No, let's be honest. He's not serving jail time.
He's not.
Being held.
He's being held, and he can be held up to...
Six months.
6 months.
Without
180 days.
Pardon me?
Up to 180 days is what they can hold him without a court
280
date.
180
days?
180. Oh, 6 months. Yeah. Without anything.
Great.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Hey, can't they give him a court date and then put him back for another 180?
Probably.
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
How hard?
Reset.
How hard do you want to get fucked?
Yeah.
That's totally it. And not only that, he gets to be held on the bullshit charge of sexually assaulting a minor. Let's put you in general populace, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a whole other tangent. Okay, buddy, anything else?
That was it.
Okay, make sure you let us all know what's going on. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Okay, that's the last call of the night.
You guys fucking hate us, man. We don't not letting in any culture. You fucking cocksucker. I've been trying to call you for weeks, you bitch.
Well, sometimes you get a half hour, sometimes you get 2 minutes.
The last care package I ever send your ass.
The last care package. Hey, it's on the site. If you guys want to send a donation to Skip, it's all on the Skip. Do a search on Skip Radio on the cult site.
You'll find out all about it.
Yeah, all these
details. He's got a page dedicated to him.
We've got satellite photos of where he's being held, ranging from 18 miles down to 1 mile. We've got the names of all the people in the prison staff.
His cell number.
We have their home phone numbers. The prisoner, the warden's home phone number. No, I'm joking. I'm totally serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all up there.
The warden's home phone number.
Yes, yes. The gargoyles went insane. They've got economics reports on the prison. They've got blueprints and plans up there of the prison.
Yep.
It's like, how much info can we get on this jail? Okay, go.
All of it.
Demographics, where the jail's been mentioned, what papers it was in, who's famous that's been held there? know, what they ate for breakfast, things like that. Yeah.
Intel much?
Yeah. So, hey, fuck you. Gargoyles are watching. All right, so going around the room, I guess we should
go in the IRC first.
MRC first.
Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, Cenobite Babs, and Snorgasm, Decker's Format, RR, Integrity, Kodiak, Live, Test Rider, DJ Intensity, Low, Flesh Trippers, Forensic, Red 5, Rooster, Gargoyles, APOC, Breaker 1, Josh K, Simplex, Zebulon, Raskin, Olikoff, Hoongans, Melio, Soul Raper, 36, Nomad 316, Buckex, Farble, Infaloop, Kexler, Plastic, Punk of Evil, Romulus, Skitty, Street Preacher, Terrell, Orphan, Poison, Cheeto, Prophets, Nixter, Battleaxe, Broken Fork, Music, No Deal, Smokehouse, Snailfart, Spider, Spidey, Starbaby, Tenchi, UXB, Zerstor, Gloom Bunny, Vampire, Asmodee, Balkans John has joined us.
Balkans John! From somewhere in the Middle East.
Yep. Change Me, Chris, 8, Hunter Orion, Midget, Ominous Animus, PV, Snail Drew, The Last, Tragic Quanta, and Volroom.
Okay, if
you
like,
hope you got the T-shirt.
If you like a full minute.
If you would like to, if you'd like to get involved with Cult, email join@thecult.org. And if you sent in your application last week, fuck you.
Send it again.
Send it again because I destroyed it because my computer crashed.
Evil, evil.
This is the story of my life.
Around the room, from that way.
And going around the room, we have the ever-present, ever-sexy girl on the left.
Good night.
And then we have the ever-talented, ever-powerful Hoonganenki.
Hi.
And then we have Tracy.
Woohoo! Pass the mic along there. Nobody has a mic.
Hey, man, 3 hours later, I remember.
Wow, that's pretty good. What? Say hi. Say bye.
Usually
goodbye.
After 3 hours, you can't remember your own name.
Bullshit. You didn't say bye. You fucking say bye.
Bye.
There you go.
Go ahead.
What the gosh darn it. That's the...
There you go.
What's the gosh darn it.
That's the translation into Australian.
Aussie speak.
Good night.
And then over to Private Drexel.
Good night.
And then we have Bob X.
Ciao. Yeah, goodbye from your old Uncle Dax saying, kill them all, let God sort them out.
That's a pub quote. And then we have Ronan Medic.
Straight from Fare thee well from Ronan Medic, and cheers to everyone out there who knows me.
And then from yours truly, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, hey, remember, just keep on reading, learn. Learn as much as you can. Post to the cult page, keep information free, and be drinkable.
Keep on rocking in the free world. This is Sumerian. See you in 6 days and 21 hours. And thank you for putting us in the top 10 in Showcast.
Rock.
Number 7.
Woo-hoo.
So we'll see you next.
We're number 11 in the Showcast?
Seven
in the Showcast.
Seven, yeah.
Right on.
It's really cool. So we get exposure for more people to listen.
Let's play let's play that Dan
Rather. Stop fiddling with your mic, whoever's doing it.
You want to play that Dan Rather song or what?
Again? No.
What are we going to play now?
Nothing. We're just going to...
Do we have that Fight Club song? I like that song.
Yeah, I do. Okay, we're going to play the outro and then the Fight Club song, and then we are out of here for till next Sunday when
6 hours.
APOC will be joining us.
6 hours and 6 days and 21 hours.
All right, so there it goes.
And
are we offline yet?
No, we're not offline.
I have to take a shit, man. Are we offline?
That's too much information there, Kennedy.
Way
I don't
too much
have to take a shit. I'm just kidding.
Information.
Yeah, we're going to take off from the Southern Hemisphere here. And oh, by the way,
Southern Hemisphere.
If everybody who is still listening,
mm-hmm.
Ever goes to the Southern Hemisphere is going to notice that the stars are a lot more abundant.
Oh, you've added some?
No shit. Seriously, you guys here in the Northern Hemisphere have shitty stars.
Oh, really?
We have
you should go to the
light.
Prairies.
You guys have more?
Go to the prairies, take some night vision goggles,
still,
look up.
Still.
It's brutal,
still.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Go to the Southern Hemisphere.
Really good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got no ozone layer.
No.
Right through.
No,
perfect view.
The center of the galaxy is actually in that direction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
cool.
That's pretty fucking cool.
It's full on, man.
Oh, we've never seen it.
Like, you can read. I'm not shitting you. If you got good eyes, you can actually read a book with no moon, just starlight.
Starlight. Wow.
Shut up. Yeah.
No, he's right.
That's
really
awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, I think I got to check out Australia.
And on that, here we are. We're gone. See you next week.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers mining on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.